And this is starts with the din of Kriya Shema. Mishnah says, Ne'ema Sanktonis Hashma Bo'alovim. What is the earliest time you can say Kriya Shema? In the evening, Yishra Shakranim Nechnasim Lechol Bichu Masam. The earliest man to recite Kriya Shema is the time. What it means is Tzeis HaKuchav. It gives you a roundabout way of knowing when Tzeis HaKuchav is. Instead of saying outright, Tzeis HaKuchav says, in the earliest time, the Kohanim should begin to eat their Truman. Means that the Kohen was Tamei, and he goes to the mixer, so the mixer takes off the tumor. But that's not sufficient in order to eat truma. In order to eat maisa sheni, the din is that an adam tummy is prohibited to eat maisa sheni. That's not enough on the cross in this week's schedule. In Parshas Kisavot, when it says, by eating maisa, they'll be acting the men of the tummy. But the person says, I didn't eat any maisa sheni when I was tummy, or when the maisa sheni was tummy. The one is prohibited to eat maisa sheni when he's coming. So what does he do? So he goes to the mikveh and he becomes sorry. He's permitted to eat maisa sheni. The minute after he comes out of the mikveh, provided that that's all, so if he came in contact with a mace, but then it says in the Chumash that sealing the mikveh is not sufficient. He has to have, you have to get it for aduma and shecht it and burn it and then take the ashes and mix the ashes in water. And then sprinkle from the water of the paraduma on the person on the third day, and on the seventh day, and then he goes to mikveh. But then he has to go to mikveh, then he's sore. Yes, he has the hazor shlishi shvi, and then he's able to go to mikveh. Then when he goes to mikveh, he becomes sore. So he only becomes sore for all other purposes. He's sore that if he touches food, it won't become tummy. If he touches another person, that person won't become tummy. He's sore for chumin, or he's sore for the purposes of maisa sheni. But another tummy is prohibited to eat by the sheni, but once he went to the mikveh, he's not tummy anymore. But as far as truma is concerned, we have to have what we call Hayrav Shemesh. Hayrav Shemesh means you have to wait till the end of that day on which he was tabled in the mikveh. So let's say he really could have gone to the mikveh today on Tuesday. But instead of going to the mikveh before Shkia, he goes to the mikveh tonight. So today he has to say that the chavim now. They don't say, no, he had the high shemesh before and he has the two in the mikveh now, so he put it together and two and two and four. No. You have to first go to the mikveh and then wait till the following evening, the next high shemesh. So if he was able to go to the mikveh and he went before the shkia, when it comes to Tzeis HaKuchav following that seal in the mikveh, then he has his high shemesh and he's permitted to eat truma. But if he's dilly-dally, then he doesn't begin to go to the mikveh until after the night time, then he has to wait till the next high shemesh. Somebody wrote a sefer 30 years ago when you had a big chiddush, that it's not so. That you can have the higher shemesh preceding the seal and the mikveh. So the din is not correct. It's mishnayis, that it's not so. Mishnayis, but it says the sefer, you have to have the higher shemesh all the time following the seal and the mikveh. So that's with respect to eating truma. What about with respect to eating korbanos, or with respect to entering into the Beit HaMikdash? A lot of tell me it's prohibited to eat korbanos, and it's prohibited to enter into the Beit HaMikdash until it becomes tahor. So tahara for the purpose of kashim, or tahara for the purpose of kriyasa l'hamikdash requires more than that, sometimes. Sometimes it's not even enough if the person went to mikveh and they had the higher shemesh, you have to have more. What could he possibly require more than that? Sometimes you have to bring a korban. When is that? That's if the person was tamei, if the person touched the mace, then there's no requirement to bring a korban at the end. All he has to do is have this hazor shlishi shvi from the paraduma water that's mixed with the ashes of the paraduma. After the hazor shlishi shvi, he qualifies to seal in the mikveh. He goes to the mikveh and he's tohar. He's tohar right away for the purpose of eating maisa sheni. And then he waits till the end of that day. He waits till Hayrav Shemesh. And then he's permitted to eat truma, and he doesn't need to bring any korbanos. So right away, after Hayrav Shemesh, he's permitted to eat korbanos, and he's permitted to enter into the Beit HaMikdash. Or if the person touched a sheret, or if he touched an avela, if he touched somebody who was tamei, but he's tamei, but he doesn't have to bring any korban in order to complete his tahara process. So he just has to go to the mikveh, and then following the mikveh, he waits till the end of that day, whatever that day is. If he went to mikveh before shkia, so he went to Hayrav Shemesh following. If he goes to the mikveh at night, he has to wait for the next Hayrav Shemesh, so the next space of kahal, tomorrow night. And that's it. But if the person who was tummy was either a Zav, or Zav, or Yoledus, or a Metzorah, so these four people who are tummy require, in addition to Tzvila the Mikveh, in addition to the Hayrav Shemesh, to wait till the Tzeis HaKuchav is following the Tzvila the Mikveh, they require also HaKrovas HaKorban. So that HaKrovas HaKorban is for two purposes. Number one is it's a mitzvah to have to bring a korban. And number two is for the purpose of completing their Tahara. For example, The Gemara has the following case. Let's say now there's no Beis HaMikdash. So my wife had a baby. So she's obligated to bring a carbon to Beis HaMikdash. Then she had another baby. Then she had another baby. She had 9 babies. So she's obligated to bring 9 sets of carbonic to the Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So let's say tomorrow morning they build the Beis HaMikdash. We want to come to the Beis HaMikdash. My wife wants to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. So she was in Yoledet. My wife was in Yoledet. So she's Tameya, even though she already went to Mikvah a long time ago. The last baby is over a year older. She went to Mikvah a long time ago. She had a Hashemish a long time ago. She had many Hashemish. But she didn't bring any carbonus yet. So before she brings any carbon, she's still Tamei. Even though she already went to the Mikvah, she already had a Hashemish. She's still Tamei with respect to, for purposes of eating carbonus, or for purposes of entering into the Beis HaMikdash, she's still Tamei. That's called a Mechus HaKippurim. A person who is Tamei, who became Tahar, the person already went to the Mikvah, they already had the higher Shemesh, they already waited to lift the place of the Chavim, but they didn't bring the carbon that they're obligated to bring. So the Tahar is, yes, incomplete. So when it's a full of Beis HaMikdash tomorrow, we want to fly to Eretz Yisrael, my wife wants to enter into the Beis HaMikdash, she will have to bring a set of korban. Now the Mishnah says in Creases, since she had 9 babies, she has to bring 9 sets of korban. So she has to win, she only has to bring 1 set of carbonas for every birth. That triplets, you only have to bring 1 set. So she had 9 pregnancies, then she has to bring 9 sets of carbonas as a mitzvah. She has a mitzvah to bring 9 sets of carbonas. But for the purpose of completing the Tahara, the Mishnah says she doesn't have to bring more than 9 sets of carbonas. Let's go fly in territory tomorrow, and they won't have so many behemoths around. So she'll only be able to buy 2 behemoths just for the chatas and the ova that the Yoledet has bring 1 set of carbonas. So the Gemara says, what? The Gemara gives a marshal. What if a person touched one dead sheriff? And it became common. Then the same person touched another dead sheriff, and he touched another bailiff. Whatever. It became common many different times. 10 different times it became common. And now he wants to shake off all of the tumor. Isn't that required that he should be total and mixed 10 times? No. It doesn't matter how many reasons he became common. The person is only one human being, and he's common. He's common once, he's common. So if he goes to mix for one, he gets rid of all of the tumor that he has. So the same over here, the Gemara says. This woman had 9 babies, has to bring 9 sets of carbonas. That's a mitzvah. Before she brings the first set of carbonas, her tahara was incomplete. Even though she already went to mikveh a year ago, she already had many harish shemesh since that time that she went to mikveh. Her tahara is incomplete with respect to the purposes of entering the Beis HaMikdash rachim with carbonas. But as soon as she brings the first set of carbonas, I omit it. The Tahara process is complete for all the 9 babies that she had. The remaining 8 sets of carbonas she has to bring is a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. Your letter has to bring a set of carbonas for each baby. So that's what the Gemara says. There are 3 levels of Tahara. And the person is Tamei and he goes to the mitzvah, so that removes the basic tumor for purposes of chulin or for purposes of eating Maisa Sheni. It's considered Tahar for purposes of Maisa Sheni. With respect to eating truma, that's not enough. You have to have Harish Shemesh following the Tzvila Mitzvah. Harish Shemesh meaning you have to wait till we'll discuss. You have to wait till Pesach Tachavim is following the time that you were Tzvila Mitzvah. And then if the person who is Tamei was either a Zav, a Zava, or Yoledet, or a Metorah, one of these 4 people who's Tamei, whose Tuma requires of him that he should bring a carbon, so then the offering of that carbon serves a double function. Number one, it's a Mitzvah to offer a carbon. Whether you're interested in entering the Beis HaMikdash, even if the person doesn't care less, he's not interested in entering the Beis HaMikdash. He's not interested in eating any carbonis. Still, the mitzvah to bring the carbonis. And purpose number 2 is to complete the Tahara process. So this person, Azav Zav, Yoledet and Metorah, it's not sufficient after they had the cream and the mitzvah with the Harish Shemesh, they have to bring the carbonis. So the Mishnah here writes in a roundabout way that what is the earliest time one can be yotzei the mitzvah Kriyat Shema Balayla, the use of Kriyat Shema Balayla is the Kriyat Shema Bayom. Some people would be davening Shachar at 8:30. The Mishnah assumes they're davening Meir. They should come and davening Meir. So the earliest time you can be yotzei Kriyat Shema Shel Arvid is at Shrei Tachachov. And the Mishnah, instead of saying outright Shrei Tachachov, gives you this roundabout sinus. And a Kohen who was Tamei went to Mikveh to remove the Tumim. You could have said, as far as anybody's concerned, but other people would never need Harish Shemesh. Other people either, If it's a non-Kayan, David feels enough that he's interested in eating my sashimi. I'm not a Kayan. As far as I'm concerned, Harav Shemesh is irrelevant to me, because if I'm interested in eating my sashimi, I'll table in the mikveh and I'll eat my sashimi the minute after I get out of the mikveh. If I'm interested in entering into the mikveh or interested in eating korbanos, then the higher shemesh is not enough. I have to bring the carbon the next morning. I can't bring the carbon the same day. I have to wait till the next morning and then bring the carbon. So the only person to whom it's relevant to have a tzeis ha-kechavim following the tefillah and the mitzvah is the kohanim. So it says in the mishnah, from the time that the kohanim nichnasim, they come back, it's assumed the mitzvah is somewhere away from their home, so they come back home, lechol b'chum asam, in order to eat their chum. It's not exactly accurate what I just said, that the higher shemesh is irrelevant for a person who's not a kohen. Let's say I'm handling truma. I myself am not a kohen, but I'm a farmer. So I have to be mafish truma, mafish chala. So if I am, if I went to the mikveh and I didn't have higher shemesh yet, I'm a tzvuyom. If I touch truma or if I touch chala, I'll ruin it. I'll pass it. But the kohen is not permitted to do it. Not only is there a din that a tzvuyom, a person who is coming with the mikveh, didn't wait till the higher shemesh chala. Not only is there a din that a kohen who's a tzvuyom is prohibited to eat truma, is a din that anybody who's a tzvuyom who touches truma tackles the truma. Even a person who comes, if you have a kli, let's say this kli was summoned, and I was table the kli in the mikveh, and I want to put truma into the kli. So the pasuk says, the minute after I take the kli out of the mikveh, if I put the truma into the kli is still summoned with respect to truma, it will tackle the truma. So it says the Tavish in the Chumash, when you have a Kli that was Nitma, and you were typing it, it says, Yavua Shemesh Mitahir. You have to wait till Harav Shemesh, and then the Kli is fully taught. Fully taught with respect to what? With respect to being permitted to put in Truma, to put in Kachin into the Kli. If you put in Truma the Kachin before the Harav Shemesh, then the Truma of the Kachin will become Nitma. You don't need bringing of a kohen for a kli. If the kli became tamei, it's not going to be tamei, it's not going to be a zavadov, you'll let it in the kohen. The requirement of bringing a kohen is only by a human being who is tamei with a tumah hayotzal in the kufar. Means that the person is either a zavadov, you'll let it in the kohen. That person's tahara is not complete until he brings a kohen. So the Mishnah has that the earliest time to recite Kriya Shema is Tzeis HaKohol. How do they figure that out, that the earliest time is Tzeis HaKohol? So it's strange, the Gemara never says what it's based on. So it says the Pashup Shat is. So it says, Mechomish Bishach Mechal Kumeh. And people don't go to sleep until Tzeis HaKohol. Kozman, that the sun is still shining. Of course people don't go to sleep. Unless you live near North Pole. So believe that, that's the problem. You live, let's say, in New York. So Kozman, the sun is shining. So the sun is shining through the window. So Kozman, there's light. So you're going to do some work. And after the sun sets, there's still a little bit light outside. So people can still do a little bit of work. After Tzeis HaKohol, after it's even dark outside, that's when people begin to start going to sleep. So the Pashup Shat is that before Tzeis HaKohol, there's not yet this non-shulah. We put our little children to sleep earlier. But the adults don't go to sleep until the adults. The adults don't go to sleep until that person has come. That's the Pashup Shat. So what if a person will recite Kriya Shema during the period of Bein HaShmashes? The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, the second paragraph, Rambam Madlikin developed the whole concept of Bein HaShmashes. That after the sun sets, there is a period of time that lasts 20, 30, 35 minutes or so, that it's a twilight zone that we treated like a Sufic Yom Sufic light. It's not fully young because the sun set of it. And it's not yet fully light long because there's still a little light outside. So what's the status of this in between time? You really have such a period of time in the morning also, before the sun rises. Amur HaShachar, so the Gemara says, as far as the morning is concerned, it's Vadayom for over an hour before sunrise. It's Vadayom. So let's say if a person shook a little, an hour before sunrise, shaking the little, and it can only be done in the daytime. If a person blows the shofar, and the shofar can only be fulfilled in the daytime of Rosh Hashanah. If you blow shofar at night, you're not yotze. It's good for practice, but you're not yotze. You have to blow again by Yom on Rosh Hashanah. So what if a person, so look how clear the Mishnah says in the Gilan.com, but you're not supposed to blow shofar in that time period before the sun rises. You're not supposed to shake the little. You're not supposed to be tight hollow before the sun rises. But in the end, if you did do a mitzvah shemana bayom before sunrise, an hour and a quarter or so before sunrise, so in the end, you're yaitse, because it's vada yom. We don't consider this a suffix. We should treat it as Yom or as Laila. We consider it Bara Yom from that time that we call Amud HaShachar, from Alot HaShachar. But as far as evening is concerned, after the sun sets, there's a period of time that runs between 15 and 45 minutes or so. It fluctuates. Summer, winter depends how close the Earth is to the sun, depending on the travels of the Earth around the sun. So depending on how close the Earth is to the sun will determine how long this time period is of Bein HaShmoshos. So during this period of Bein HaShmoshos, the Gemara considers it a Sufik Yom, Sufik Laila. That's what the halacha says. So what if a person, let's say, will do a mitzvah that has to be fulfilled by Laila? What mitzvah do you have that has to be fulfilled by Laila? We'll leave that to Yesh Mamatzah.
Okay.
Our eating carbon test of the Zafra Tapasa by Laila has this. Eating carbon Pesach has to be the night time of the night of the first day of Pesach. And you have to eat matzah, you have to count Sfira Balayla. What if a person will count Sfira before Pesach Kachot? So it's a Sufik. So it's a Sufik and Sufik Lala. Right, Pesach Tatsun Balocha that Sfira does not have Zed only the Rabbanon. But the Tam Sfira is really, they're not Shmosh, we were treated in the sake of the Rabbanon Lekul. Right. So let's say Sfira is Man HaMikdash, and the Beit HaMikdash was standing, so Sfira Tamer was a Mitzvah Min HaTorah. So then if you would count Sfira during Bein HaShmoshos, that would be a stake of their eyes in the Chumash, so we would say you have to count again to be broken. He's talking, maybe he was Yerzeh and maybe not. Or if he eats Matzah then, or if he does any Mitzvah, of course he's done Sukkah, let's say if he eats the first night of Sukkah, it's a special Mitzvah. Like this is an instance of Sifra Sukkah, all the Yom Tov of Sukkah, by Yom Ruba Laila. But in the first night, in the first two nights, there's a special mitzvah to eat Dr. Balaila. The same as the first night, in the first night of Pesach, and this is eating Matzah Dr. Balaila. So the same is true regarding the first night of Sukkah Sinatara, and the second night of Yom Tov Sukkah Sinatara. But let's say the person will eat during a period of Bein HaShmoshos, it does be a Sufik. You would tell him that he has to eat again, even though he's going to eat the fish and the chicken and the desserts and the soup and everything else later, it's not enough. You have to eat a kazayis of bread, balayla. Kazayis of challah, bread, balayla, the first night of Sukkot. So if you leave during Bein HaShmoshos, you'll be a Sufik. What if the person will recite Kriya Shema during that period of time that we label as Bein HaShmoshos, that it's a Sufik Yom, Sufik Laila? So the Mishnah seems to say that you're not very safe. The earliest signs of fulfillment, we're going to have to discuss whether we pass like the Mishnah. The Rashi says we pass like the Mishnah. But the earliest time to recite Kriya Shema is after Pesach Kachot. And if you recite Kriya Shema during that period of time that we call Bein HaShmoshos, you're not Yaitse. It means that you're not Yaitse the Vadai, or you're not Yaitse the Sufik. What does that mean? So if you would ask me, if I wouldn't have any right one way or the other, I would say you're not Yaitse the Vadai, that the Mishnah is telling me when is the earliest time that normal people go to sleep. So when the sun is shining, they don't go to sleep. And even after the sun sets, they also don't go to sleep because it's still a little light outside. So why should they go to sleep if they can still use the sunlight? But after days of Kehoven, a person who can't afford electricity, a person who can't afford to have candles burning in his house, will go to sleep. What's he going to hang around if he can't do anything here? He can't see what he's doing. We're going to learn about that. Also tell me when people wake up. When people wake up, we'll see the next mission we'll discuss. So the practice is that one is not Yaitse if he recites Kriya Shema before Pesach Kachot and the Torah Zvada, he's not Yaitse, because it's not yet his man Shiva. The Torah says you recite Kriya Shema Bishop before, then people are going to sleep. That's what I would have said out the pastor. So the Vilna Gaon in his commentary on Er HaChaim on the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Yerushalmi on this Mishnah. The Yerushalmi says, what's the din if a person is Mitzvah whether he said Kriya Shema or not? Is it Yaitse or not? Selfie Kara Kriya Shema, Selfie Kriya Kara. So we have a discussion in the Gemara about that later. There's a Gemara later on Daf Chos Aleph and Aleph. Right in the middle of Chos Aleph and Aleph, there's two dots, and then there's a line that begins with the word Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel makes the statement, Sufik Kara Kriya Shema, Sufik Lo Kara, Ein Achayit B'Kara. If a person is in doubt as to whether he recited Kriya Shema, so Misafek, he does not have to repeat the Kriya Shema. And the Gemara later quotes, Rav Lazar Amar, 10 lines later, right before the white lines on the that's the third line before the white lines are up. Lazar Amarab, Lazar disagrees with Rav Yudah, and he says by the tiny letter Aleph, Safi Kara Kriyashma, Safi, Laikara Chayyidi Kara Kriyashma. Why? Because it's good whether Kriyashma is there, I say, or Kriyashma is not there, I say. How do you translate the words of the prophet? He says, he's about to bomb, you should be talking to me, Tarek B'Shir, B'Chav, B'Zachra, V'Lech B'Chav, B'Zachra, B'Shav, B'Chav, B'Zachra. So the prophet, the shifter chadu v'itzecha, means that you have to say kriyashma. No, it means when you come home from the office and you have some free time, you should learn. You shouldn't watch television. You should learn. Well, that's the chaladeh when you're traveling on the train. Okay, if you're driving the car, they shouldn't learn. But if you're ready to listen to a third tape, ready to listen to some tape. But if you have to look in the state of the net. But let's say you're going in a train, instead of reading a newspaper or something that says, you should, if you have the ability to, you should learn as you travel. When you have to say Kriya Shema, no. You should learn whatever you want to learn. Rabbi Gershon Zach, the one who just passed away before the summer, told me several years ago that he was told he was a grandson of the Chassid Chaim. His mother was a daughter, his mother's still alive, she was the daughter of the Chassid Chaim. He said that his father told him that when the Chassid Chaim used to travel on a train, he used to learn Mishnayis in order to fulfill the prospect to the Chassid Chaim, and he always loved to learn the Mishnah in the first Teres in Bava Kamma, Shum Kats of Shavu Kats of Bishnei Tzad. It's a very intriguing Mishnah, that every two words in the Mishnah are alluding to a different Mishnah. So whenever you travel on a trip, he always starts in that Mishnah in Bava Kamma. So the Mishnah didn't have to recite Kriya Shema when you're traveling. So when it says the Dibarta Bam, you should talk in different terms, the Dibarta Bam, the Dibarta Bam, the Shifts of Chabad Beishtecha. When you're home, when you have free time, you should learn whatever you want to learn. Mashal Yivu Chabad, the Lech Tuchav Adech, you should learn whatever you're interested in learning. And then the next word says, for the Shach Tucha Uvu Kumecha. When you're about to go to sleep, you should the Dibarta Bam, and when you wake up in the morning, you should do the Dibarta Bam. So maybe you can say it to be part of both. Whatever you're interested in talking and learning. You're fascinated with Brachas or Lambros. Fascinated with Gittin or Yvonnes or Kruger, whatever you're interested in. Everybody should learn. Or should I say no? The Dibartabam has two different meanings. The Dibartabam means whatever you're interested in, Mashal Yivu Chabad. But the Dibartabam for the last two phrases in the Pasuk, or the Shabbat Chumecha means the Dibartabam, that parsha where that the Dibartabam appears. And it appears in the first two parts of Kriya Shema, Yishma Bhagavan Shemaya. So that's the dispute in the Gemara. The first opinion of the Gemara says, what are you talking about? The Barat of Bam Shif, the Chabad Yisrael, the Rashad of Adarach doesn't refer to Kriya Shema. It means you should learn. You should learn whatever you're interested in learning. So the Shabbat Chanav also means you have to learn something when you go to sleep, when you wake up. It doesn't necessarily have to be Dafkir, this Parsha, and Kriya Shema. Whatever you're interested in learning. So that's but we are not going to be science Kriya Shema. That's only the Rabbah. It's not a dimmer at all. As long as you learn something, so then you go to the midst of their rights and you start to bomb the shop of Chalcham Mechel, and some of the Rabbana that we insist on Kriya Shema, that the person knows for sure that he learned something in the morning and something in the evening. He just doesn't remember, did he say the parasha of Kriya Shema, or did he not say the parasha of Kriya Shema? So the first opinion in the Gemara says, and it makes very good sense in the Pasuk. The first half of the part is clearly not speaking about Kriya Shema. Let's come up with a new din. Whenever you travel on a train, you have to say Kriya Shema, which is unheard of. So the second half also, the Shavu Chokhmah Avah should not necessarily be referring to these parts of Kriya Shema. So the first opinion in the Gemara Amrav due to Sadekar and Kriya Shema Tzofik Loi Kora, he knows that he learned a little bit in the morning and he learned a little bit at night. He just doesn't remember whether he recited the parts of Kriya Shema. So Sveka the Rabban on the Kula. He doesn't have to repeat the Kriya Shema. And Rav Lazar disagrees 10 lines later. Rav Lazar disagrees and says no, that the Dibarta Bam, the Shift of Chabad Yisrael, the Lech Tuchav Adarach means you should learn a little bit whatever you're interested in learning. But the Dibarta Bam, with respect to the last two phrases, the Shaf Lucham Kumecho, means Dabke, this part of Kriya Shema. And even though you learn Mishnayos in the morning when you woke up, and not Mishnayos at night, that's fine, that's a mitzvah of the Dibarta Bam, but you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of the Shach B'chol Kemer. And if you were stupid, but he said Kriya Shema, that the sake of the right, we'll look on, so to make it some wrong, even the Bible, and that's what I'll know. How do we task him? So the Rambam task is like the letter Aleph. The letter Aleph on Dash Kof Al Menalas indicates with the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch appear that they task like Rav Loza, that Kriya Shema is their right, when you have the Sufik Kara Kriya Shema, Sufik Light Kara, so it's the sake of the light of the Chumrah, and you have to recite the Kriya Shema again. That's the Sakha Rambam. And the Shaka Zaryeh has a long essay. Shaka Zaryeh has a lot of Mamorim on Brachot. Shaka Zaryeh has a long essay. He quotes many indications that Tayshus starts in Zaryeh. We're going to get to a taste on the first job in Tayshus. In certain different places, Tayshus that Kriya Shema love their Tayshus. That's the first opinion in the Gemara. And it really makes very good sense in the Tayshus. The Bar Tavon Mishim Tachab of Yisrach the Lach Tachab Adarach is not referring to Kriya Shema. But the Shavu of Nech is also not referring to Kriya Shema. And our Tayshus can recite whatever you want to. You can learn Tillin, and you can say Chumash, and you can say Mishnayim, and you can say Art Scroll, whatever is a meaningful form of learning. So that person is great to come to. It's only with the Rabbanan that we insist they should recite after a partial occasion. If he has a stop break, it's only a take of the Rabbanan on a Lakula. But for the Babli, it's a Machlekes, and it's a Machlekes, says it's in the Rama Maritam. The Yerushalmi raises that Shaila on the first issue. What's the din? Sophic Kara Kriya Shema, Sophic Loi Kara. In other words, is Kriya Shema the right to take of the right of Lakula? Or is Kriya Shema the Rabbanan and take of the Rabbanan Lakula? The two shots on how to read the passage would be part of bomb. With respect to the Shabbat Chokhom Rebbe, does it mean Dabke this parasha? Doesn't mean we can back up on anything we're interested in. So the Yerushalmi says, we can learn from our Mishnah what the answer is. Because it says in the Mishnah, you can only begin to recite Kriya Shema after Seisa Kachavu. Why only after Seisa Kachavu? The Yerushalmi says, obviously because the period of time of Bein HaShmashas is a Sabbat Yom Sabbat Laila. And it's a suffix, the sake of the right of the Chumrah. That's why you're not yet saying, unless you decide Kriya Shema after Seisa Kachavim. So you have a right in the Mishnah that Kriya Shema is the right, and therefore sake of the right of the Chumrah. But just like in the Mishnah, he knows that he said Kriya Shema, but he said it during a period of time which is a Sufik Yom Sufik Laila, and it says, sounds in the Mishnah that he's not yet saying. Doesn't really say it in the Mishnah either, yes. If the Yerushalmi quotes that right, then it says the Seirish. Kara Kaidim Lachem. The Mishnah doesn't say black and white. The right they quoted out, the Bami doesn't have. The Bami says, Kara Kaidim Lachem lo yot. If he lay in Seirish, maybe the Mishnah means that Lachatkhila, so avoid all fake if you begin, yes. Even in the Mishnah, there are Bama.
Yeah.
Right, right, Kirin. Right. So the Yerushalmi quotes that right that adds on to the Mishnah. It says, if you lay in Seirish Ma, if you recite Seirish Ma, a minute before the Zman, so you're not yet to the end. So the Brisa spells it out. That Seika, the Sufik, he not read Kriya Shema, but he recited the Kriya Shema at a time that the Sufik and Sufik Laila. So the Brisa says you're not Yaitseh. So that's the equivalent of the Sufik Kara, Sufik Lai Kara. So it says that it's a Din Deraisa. So the Brisa indicates that Kriya Shema is Deraisa, and whatever, there's any Sufik, the Sufik whether he read, recited Kriya Shema or not. So he vada recited for the Sufik whether he read Yaitseh, because he may have said it at one time. So it's all the same thing in the Sufik as Lukumar. So the Zilma Goyen in his commentary on Arachayim here, how did the Yerushalmi know that that's the reason for the Mishnah? That the reason why you're not yet to Kriya Shema is because it's a Sufik and Sufik Laila, and it's a mitzvah that you have to fulfill by Laila. This Laila is Sfira Tani Merdi. No, no, that's not true. Sfira Tani is a mitzvah that has to be fulfilled by Laila. Eating matzah, eating carbon pesach, and that's possible. It's a mitzvah that has to be fulfilled after my life. Or eating the first two nights of sukkah and the sukkah, eating the kazari bread. It's a mitzvah that's derived from sukkah that has to be fulfilled after my life. So what does it say regarding Kriya Shema that it's a mitzvah by Laila? It's a mitzvah that's non-shiva. Normal people don't go to sleep when the sun is shining, and they don't go to sleep during the period of time of Bein HaShmashas, because there's still enough light outside that you can function. And normal people only begin to go to sleep after the Seisa comes, and maybe it's because it's too early. It's not yet as much Chibur. Who said that it's a Sufik Yom, Sufik Laila? You Sufik and not Yaitseh. Say that Bevadai you're not Yaitseh. It's like saying Kriya Shema Shalaila at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. No one's going to sleep 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Even if you say Kriya Shema after the sun sets, but before the Zman of Seisa Kechavim, the reason why you're not Yaitseh is not because it's a Sufik Yom, Sufik Laila. It has nothing to do with that. It's Vadai not yet the year of Man Shiva. That's what the woman went in. How did the Yerushalmi see that the reason for the Mishnah's Zman of Pesach Kechavim is because Pesach Kechavim is Vadai Laila and Bein HaShmashas is Sufik Yom Sufik Laila, and if you take Kriya Shema during Bein HaShmashas is Sufik. Who says that Sufik? Maybe it's a Vadai? Maybe it's a Vadai not yet. So the Zilma Goyen says, obviously the Yerushalmi held that the fact that the Babli doesn't bring any Raya. And Daphos Aleph, when it was a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar, whether Kriyashma has the right to Kriyashma of the right, so they didn't quote anything about raining earlier. So the Babli may not necessarily agree. The Babli could hold that before Sefer Kehavim, there's not yet as much Shiva, but the Yishami claims that the reason why you're not yet say is because Kriyashma Shalaila is a mitzvah Shizmana Balaila, and Ben Ashmash is a stuff against Sefer Klaila. Where did they see that in the Mishnah? So the Vilna Gaon says, suggests, that from the fact that the Mishnah gave us this muscle, when is the earliest time you can recite Kriya Shema? From the time the Kohanim begins, from the time the Kohanim are permitted to eat their truma. Why do they have to give a muscle? Could have said Balayla? Could have said Pesach Kechavim? So he says, no, but would have said Pesach Kechavim, you wouldn't have known what the reason is. Why do you have to wait till Pesach Kechavim? Is it because you have to fulfill the mitzvah Balayla? And Sefer Kehavim is the time that it's Vaday Laila, and Ben Ashmash is his topic. Oh no, do you need Sefer Kehavim? Because that's the only time that normal people go to sleep. And now the Mishnah gives you Atushta Lamasho. Instead of saying outright, the earliest you can recite Kriya Shema, Sefer Kehavim says the earliest you can recite Kriya Shema is when the Kohanim have the Ayra Shemesh, when they're permitted to eat Shema. That din of Ayra Shemesh has nothing to do with when normal people go to sleep. The Kohanim are obviously not going to sleep. They had the Ayin Shemesh, they're interested in turning on the light, and they're going to have a party, they're going to eat the truma tonight. So the din of Ayin Shemesh is the din of Laila, that whenever a person is coming and the person goes to mikveh, he's still called a tvuyo, he still retains a certain degree of mikvah tuma. With respect to chulin, he's tahar. With respect to mayfisheni, he's tahar. But with respect to Truman, with respect to Knesset HaMikdash, with respect to Achilles Korbanot, he's still Tomei, he still has a Mikdash Truman. And he only shakes off that Mikdash Truman when it comes higher Shemesh. Why? The end of the day, when the day ends. So the fact that the Mishnah gave as a muscle for Seif HaKichavim, Mishah Shakar Nechnat and Lechel Vichumotan, is an indication that the reason why you need Seif HaKichavim is because you need Laila. The Mishnah is telling me that when it says b'shachtucha, you have to recite Kriya Shema b'shachtucha, it doesn't really mean b'shachtucha when people go to sleep. It means you have to recite Kriya Shema b'layla. And when does layla begin? Tuffik. But the layla begins now or later. So if you recite Kriya Shema during that period of tuffik, it's tuffik whether you get yaitzei or not. And for the fact that you shalmi quotes that right, that it's a tuffik and you have to lean over, that's a raya that Kriya Shema is a raya. Sacred the right of the woman. That's how the Vilna Gaon explains the Mishnah. That the Raya was from the Mashal that the Mishnah gives. And the Essen Din of the Mishnah that one is not yet the creation of during Ben HaShmasha, he can't prove anything. It doesn't indicate necessarily that the creation is the right and stake of the right of the Chumra. It could be the flip of Shabbos because it's not Daivari Gia's Mashiva. But the fact that the Mishnah gave us a Mashal, Mishnah Shalkan and Nechnas and Lech of the Shumasim, which means Sof HaYom, and that din of Harish Shemesh has nothing to do with going to sleep. It's a part of the Gavar Shemesh fire. Whenever a person is Tomei and he goes to the mikveh, most of the tumah is removed, but still there's a little bit of tumah that remains with Gavin Shumah Rekotshin, and that tumah only goes away with Sof HaYom. And the Sof HaYom is Teta Kavam, but that's only the Torah's topic, not the Torah's Vana. So that's the Yisham Yisrachocha that... Right. Against Rav Yehuda. It follows Rav Elazar. It's Yishon, it's like Rav Elazar. That could be the reason why the Rambam thought it like that. How did the Rambam know which opinion to accept on that Kofale? Whether we should thought that creation was the right, the creation was the right, the dispute of the Gemara. How did he know? How did he have the Rahab? So the Gemara going right in different places that the Rambam often thought it like Yishon is against Babli. And especially if it's not against him, he's left hanging in the Babli. The two opinions and the two conclusions. And Yishami doesn't have any dispute. Yishami just quotes that it's a dinda right and whenever there's a topic of Gola Chumra. So he certainly will pass him like Yishami when there's a question in the Bible. The two opinions in the Bible, he passes like Yishami. Exactly when is the Bein HaShemesh? That's a major problem. When is this man of Bein HaShemesh? There is a period of time, that's what the Mishnah says in Bamem Avlikin, and the whole sugya there in Bamem Avlikin and stuff in different places. Rosh Hashanah Rashi, not so. That's right. But no one goes to sleep before that time.
That's right.
Rosh Hashanah Rashi, no? Kami Hachinani, Lazman Shiva. That before they come, normal people are not going to sleep. It doesn't say before, then it's not life. Rashi gives Rosh Hashanah. That's what I would have said. When exactly is this man of Dein HaShemash, when is this man of Seita Kuchav? When is it? That's a major problem. It's very confusing. There are at least two Gemaras that contradict each other. There's one Gemara in Tzachim, in the end of Tzachim, where the Gemara says that from sunset until Seita Kuchavim is the amount of time that a normal person, that an average person can walk 4 milim. A mil is a little less than a mile, something like 4 fifths of a mile. Something like that. 4 fifths of a mile. So one opinion of Gemara is that it's the amount of time that it doesn't mean by automobile. An average person walks. The amount of time that it would take an average person to walk 4 milim. One opinion is the amount of time that it would take an average person to walk 5 milim. The question, what's the maskana of the Gemara? That's quite an amount of time. A mil is Shulchan Aruch, and Mishnah always assumes that a mil is 18 minutes. And I would say, according to the Rambam, it's 22 and a half minutes. Quite an amount of time. You would say 4 milim. And you say mil is 18 minutes. So that's 72 minutes. So 72 minutes, that's where the 72 minute sheet comes from. Based on the Gemara, if a mil is 18 minutes, the 18 minute mass is based on that assumption. The Gemara says that if you mix flour with water, and you let it sit, that it sits for less than 18 minutes is nothing to discuss. It certainly has not become common. As we said, a lot more than 18 minutes to become common. But before 18 minutes, unless not in positive, is nothing to discuss. And after 18 minutes, then we'll begin to discuss when it's going to become common. So that's why there's a chumrah that people only use the masses that will take for the first 18 minutes. So for sure, if they were finished baking the first 18 minutes of the on the machine, so there's nothing to discuss. It's impossible physically that it should become common. So that's on the assumption that a mil is 18 minutes. That the Gemara says in Sochem on Daf Tzadik Dalet that from sunset until Sefer Kehavim is the amount of time that it takes an average person to walk 4 mil. First opinion, if 5 mil, we reject that. It should really be 4 mil. So if a mil is 18 minutes, that's our Sefer Shulchan Aruch with respect to many demons. The 4 mil is 72 minutes. That's one opinion. But there's another Gemara Sakher. The Gemara says in Masechus Shabbos in Perek Lamed Madlikim, the Gemara has a dispute. How long is the period of Dein HaShemash? The one opinion of the Gemara is that the amount of time that it would take an average person to walk 2/3 of a mil. The other opinion of the Gemara is the amount of time that it would take an average person to walk 3/4 of a mil. That's how we accept. The amount of time it would take an average person to walk 3/4 of a mil. So if a mil is 18 minutes, so according to higher mathematics, how much is 3/4 of 18? 13. 13 and a half minutes. So how does it jive? Is the Ben HaShemash 13 and a half minutes, or is it 72 minutes? So the Rabbein Tam and many Rishonim, perhaps most of the Rishonim, claim that if you read the two Gemaras carefully, there's absolutely no contradiction whatsoever. The Gemara in the end of Tzachim Adam, towards the end of Tzachim, before Adam Tzachim, the Gemara Tzachim Adam Tzachim says, the amount of time, the Gemara Tzachim doesn't say that that's how long Ben HaShemash is. It says the amount of time from sunset till Seita Tzachovim is 72 minutes. It doesn't say that that whole amount of time is Ben HaShemash. The Gemara Tzachim Adam Tzachim says, the length of Ben HaShemash is 13 and a half minutes. So if the time from sunset till Seita Kuchavim is 72 minutes, but not all of that time is Ben HaShemash, and only 13 and a half minutes is Ben HaShemash, so what is that? So Rabbi Natan says, the last 13 and a half minutes of the 72 minutes is Ben HaShemash. And what's the first 16 minutes? Vadayom. So 58 minutes after sunset, it's pitch black outside. Vadayam, you can down, maybe you can even, that's the question, maybe you can even down the chedesh. Whatever mitzvah has to be done by yom, you can read the Megillah then, whatever mitzvah has to be done by yom, you can do it. You can shake your lulav, you can listen to Pia Shefer then. You can do whatever you want. That's the shame that davening zincha then. But the rabbi and some even say that you can daven zincha then. It's not necessarily to be assumed that it's so. There's a new, the rabbi Yehuda throws in a monkey wrench over here. It's a new gemara. There is a gemara in Zochem on that noon vav on the hour. The gemara says that if you check the korban, you have the dam in the tree. You're supposed to throw the dam on the mizbeach, and shtiyah comes and passes. So the gemara runs out from the pasuk dam mitzvah the shtiyah sachama. The dam of the korban becomes possible with the shtiyah sachama. So Tosfos there has the whole omen hour. Noon vav on the hour has the skinny Tosfos that says, what is the gemara talking about? You mean that after shtiyah you're not allowed to desert the dam on the mizbeach? I know that from a different pasuk that you're not allowed to do any of the avoidance of the korban by lailo. The avoidance has to be done by yom. So what does it mean? That if I wanted to, I would have saved the dam for tomorrow morning, to desert it tomorrow morning. And that's what the pasuk tells me, that the dam that was collected by yom becomes mitzvah by lailo. So Tosfos says, so what's the relevance, what's the significance of saying that it's mitzvah by lailo? I'll wait till tomorrow morning, it'll become mitzvah by lailo. It is whenever you have a korban, and you wait till Alos HaShachar the next morning, it's mitzvah b'lina. But b'laila, I can't desert the dam anyway. And if I wait till tomorrow morning, what do you have to say? Mitzvah b'shira, dam mitzvah b'shira zahan, it'll be mitzvah b'lina tomorrow morning, Alos HaShachar. The Talmud says they don't understand. Why do you want to have to come up with a new pasuk and a new din? A new din that doesn't say anything of dam mitzvah b'shira zahan. What's the significance of this din? So they explain, no, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we understand very well. There's sunset. And then for about 58 and a half minutes or so, Vazayom. And then the last 13 and a half minutes is Penash Moshe. So the Vazayom, that's 58 minutes. You can read the Megillah then, you can listen to Tzkiyah Shofar then, and you can shake your lulav then. With a bracha you can do it. You can say hello with a bracha. It's Vazayom. The center of the time is Vazayom for 58 minutes after sunset. And if a baby is born, a baby boy is born, let's say, on Matzoh Shabbos, 57 minutes after sunset, that baby was born on Shabbos. And next week, the priest is going to be born on Shabbos. It's the meal of his mana. Baby was born on Shabbos. Up until 58 minutes or so after sunset, I've been on Matzoh Shabbos. But I would have thought that if you have a korban, you have to do all of the avodas korban by yom. So I would have thought if you had a shech to the korban, I want to desert the dam. You have another 58 minutes to desert the dam. It's vada yom. So I need a pasuk to say that that's not true. That even though with respect to all other mitzvahs, shizman and by yom, you can fulfill the mitzvah during the first 58 minutes, it's still vada yom. With respect to zrikas adam of the korban, that's an exception to the law. That I need a new pasuk to tell me. But that's an exception to the rule. Not to that pasuk, I would have thought. So if I could divide a young world for lulas and for shofar and for tzitzis, if we say brach on the talis, and for mikra megillah, for everything else, so divide a young legati zrikas dama kardanatis. I need a new pasuk to say no, that with respect to zrikas adam of the kodin is not. So the rabbi Yoina writes in the beginning of the fourth parak in brach, the beginning of middle tashachar, that since after the sun sets, even though it's Vadayam for another 58 minutes, since after the sun set, you are not able any longer to be mocked the Talmud Shogayna Rabbayim. And the Gemara says later in Tzivos HaShachar, the fourth parak, that the Zman for davening Shacharis in Minchah was fixed by the Chachamim according to the Zman of Hakrovas HaKrabonis in the Beit HaMikdash. So the Zman of Shacharis is Mechuvan Kenegah, the Zman of Hakrovas Talmud Shal Shachar. The Zman of Minchas Mechuvan was instituted by the Chachamim according to the Zman of Hakrovas Talmud Shal Ben Arbaim. And the din is that after Shkiyah, it's a Vadoyah that you cannot, even as Vadayom for another 58 minutes, the din is that the Vadai, you cannot be Makrav the Talmud Shal Ben Arbaim. We've got to stop it. It's the Vadayom and still Vadai, you cannot be Makrav the Korban. So therefore, the Rabbi Yoina says, even the Rabbi Natam, who says that it's Vadayom for another 58 minutes, would agree, but even the Yezid, not only the Hakrila, not even the Yezid, that you didn't have before Shkiyah, there's no room to say speak of the Rabban on the Kula. There's no stopping. It's a vada, you missed the boat. It's a vada that you missed his man. You absolutely cannot dive in Mincha after the Shkia because his man of Mincha was instituted according to his man of Thomas Shabbat and Bain and his man of the Korban is over. That's what the Rabban is going to find. The Rabban is showing up that to that. The Rabban is also Mincha. Right, of course, he's supposed to dive before the Shkia. But if you didn't, then you can daven minchah even during, not only during the Zman of Vadayam, you can even daven during the period of Sofik Yom Sofik Laila, because take it up on the Lutzu. That's how the Ramah will pass. But the Rabbi Inan is not. even though it's Bad Ayom. He is Bein Ashmashas, man. The Tejas is starting off with the Teres. The Zvachim doesn't want to start off with the Teres. They say, if I'll take the Dam and put it on top of him in Zeah, it will not become Nitzel Belina. If you hold like the opinion of the Gemara Zvachim, that Eilina Ma'elis Rosh Hashan is Zeah. They don't like that Teres. It comes from Zeah. It's a late Zeah. You have to say that thing.
Why
did you see the Chama of the night? If it's still there, why did you see the special thing about Shemitah Chama? If it's your child, why would you see the special thing? It's a good question. That's a rationalization. He calls me to quote that sentence to indicate that there's two din of Yom. There's one din of Yom that goes from Avodah Shachar to whatever, still Seifat Chama. Then there's another din of Yom that only goes from Avodah Shachar. There's two din of Yom. So this pasuk is machadesh, that with respect to korbanim, the yom only goes till shkia. And after shkia, the yom only goes. You saw that with respect to other dinim also, the marshal, the rule that one sheep is, and whenever you figure out the zmanim of the yom, let's say kriyashma. How late into the day can you recite kriyashma shal shacha? So the mission is going to say later, up until one quarter of the day. So I need to figure out one quarter of the day. So the Magen Avraham says you go from Aleis HaShach until Seis HaTuchovim and you divide it in four. So one quarter of the day would be the end of my creation. The Golden Gun says that it's not correct. It claims has a lot of rice. People don't know where the Golden Gun is. Everybody knows that it's a commentary on Arach Chaim. We don't know where. It's in Sidus Tov Nun Tes. It's in Hilchos Pesa, of all places. It's not in Hilchos Shabbos is alone. Here I go on Hilchos Shabbos by this man who had Lachos HaShach. It's not there. There's a lot of important things there, but not this one. And it's not in Hilchos Zman Kriyashma either. It's in the Magen Avraham is in Hilchos Kriyashma. It's in the Nunchei. But the Vilna Gaon is in Tafrim Teres. And in Hilchos Pesach. And when it talks about what the Zman is, when you prohibit it to eat chametz on Erev Pesach Midrabbanan, when the Zmanim are of the day. The Vilna Gaon says, how do you figure out the Zmanim of the day? So whereas the Magen Avraham says you go from Aleis HaShachar, so say Sakakot, and you divide by 12 to figure out when every hour is for the moment. So the Zohar Gaon says that it's not correct. You go from sunrise to sunset. So what kind of chesed is that from sunrise to sunset? But if it's Vada Yom beginning from Aleis HaShachar, why should you only begin from sunrise to sunset? The time that the Gaon is saying that there's another din of Yom. There are two din of Yom. There's one din of Yom that goes from Aleis HaShachar to Seis. There's another din of Yom that goes from Zericha Tishkia. The Magen Avraham also agrees like that. The Magen Avraham says that he calculates his manim of Kriyashma, one quarter of the day, he calculates figuring from Aleis HaShachar till Seis HaTuchovim. So also let you guess why till Seis HaTuchovim. If it's a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lilo, there's a half an hour at the end of the day, the Bein HaShmashes. In the half an hour, there's a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lilo. So if it's a Suffolk, then we should really make two calculations, so we call the Chumash. Make one calculation from Aleis HaShachar till Shkia, and another calculation from Aleis HaShachar till Seis HaTuchovim. And all we go to Chumrah in each direction, whatever issue you're talking about. So why does the Magen Avraham disregard that? So the answer is, Magen Avraham also holds that there's a new din, the Torah Slavdai, that it's a din of Yom until Seis HaTuchovim. With respect to whether it's Yom aligned or I treated it as Self-Kam, can you fulfill the mitzvah? Shizmana Bayom, can you fulfill the mitzvah Shizmana Balayla? That's the topic. With respect to calculating the Shizmana Hayom, the Magen Avraham holds that it's not Hayom. But just like the Magen Avraham holds that there's a new din, the Magen Avraham clearly holds there's a new din which I'll be calculating Shizmana Hayom, that I figure from our Lord Nashachat to say to Kahom, the Torah Zadai, so the Bumma Glen holds the same, but in the opposite direction, that you calculate from sunrise to sunset the Torah Zadai. Even though for an hour and a quarter before sunrise it's already Vadaya, from Aleis HaShachar, it's already Vadaya. But I ignore that. He's working with a different man of Yom. The Yom has to be from sunrise to sunset. When exactly is this Bein HaShmashes? Let's go through again. So the Rabbein and Tam and the majority of the Rishonim claim that the first 58 minutes, that's strange to think, the first 58 minutes after sunset is considered Vada Yom, and then begin the Bein HaShmashes, which lasts around 13 and a half minutes. And then, after 72 hours after sunset, that's what we call minutes of minutes. After sunset, that's when it's Seis HaTuchovim. That's how the Rabbein and Tam claim. That's the opinion that Gemara says in Ba'alim Adik, and that's the view of one time in Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yaisi disagrees. Rabbi Yaisi the Tana, it's not halach to disagree with Rabbi Yudah. He says that Ein Hashmash is Keheret Ayin. It's just a moment of time. The time that it takes to blink your eyes, Keheret Ayin. Which Keheret Ayin? Which Keheret Ayin is it? Some Balabatim think that it's the second after the Shkia, Keheret Ayin. No, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara said, the Gemara is not sure exactly which Keheret Ayin. But it doesn't mean the first Keheret Ayin after Shkia. One opinion of the Gemara is that it's the last Keheret Ayin of Rabbi Yudah. So whereas Rabbi Yudah says, let's use the Rabbi Natan's language, whereas Rabbi Yudah says that the first 58 minutes after sunset is Gada Yom, and then for 13 minutes or so, it's a Sabgam Sabag Laila, Rabbi Yudah is of the opinion that the 72 minutes, the 71 minutes, it's about Gada Yom. And the 72nd minute, that's a Sabgam Sabag Laila. That's one shot in Rabbi Yudah. The other shot in Rabbi Yudah is no. That the full 72 minutes of Rabbi Yudah, the 58 minutes, the 13 and a half minutes, the whole Chazagya, according to Rabbi Yaisi, is Vada Yom, and the following Harifai is going to be the Safi Yom Safi Yom. The Chafsan Afkinina, the 73rd minute, is going to be. The Chafsan Afkinina, half a minute. The Gemara needed to present such a dispute within Rabbi Yaisi. What exactly, which Harifai is Rabbi Yaisi talking? Harifai is a very short amount of time. So which moment of time does he consider the Ben Hashmash is the last terrifying of Rabbi Yudah? Or no, even the last terrifying of Rabbi Yudah is considered Vada Yayin, dealing with the fractions of minutes over here, and it selects the next moment of time that he considers the Sabi Yom Tzadik Lam. How do we pass in La Locha? Do we pass in like Rabbi Yudah, we pass in like Rabbi Yudah, or Chafa Tidnaf Kibbutz? Let's say an Erev Shabbos, they come to the Rabbi Natan, you can do Malacha until 58 minutes after the sunset. It's blackout sun. You can do Malacha until 58 minutes after the sunset. The Zilma Goyim disagrees with the Rabbi Natan. He says, Hachush Makrish, what are you talking about, Rabbi Yan? You walk outside, it's pitch black. So he disagrees, and that's the minute today by most Misnagdim agree that they follow the Mimavashi. But before we get to the Goyim, according to Rabbi Natan, for 58 minutes after Shki, you can do Malacha on Erev Shabbos as Vada Yom. And then the next 13 minutes, according to Rabbi Yudah, is Safek. That's the Safek of Ben Hashmash. According to Rabbi Yudah, you can still do Malacha up until either the last terrifying of Rabbi Yudah's 72 minutes or the next terrifying. So how do we task him? So the Gemara says that with respect to Malacha Shabbos, we are Machna like Rabbi Yudah. With respect to other dinim, we're always machna. Machna like Rabbi Yaisi. Whenever it comes out to be a chumra to follow Rabbi Yaisi, we'll follow Rabbi Yaisi. Whenever it's a chumra to follow Rabbi Yudah, we'll follow Rabbi Yudah. So then the question is open up, what exactly does that mean? Take for example, the Gemara says that one is committed to eat the Ben Hashmashis of the Tainus. On Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you have to fast all day long. So even the Ben Hashmashis before Tisha B'Av, and then Hashmash is after Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you have to fast also. But if it's not Tisha B'Av, if you're talking about Gedalia, so then the Gemara says that Ben Hashmash is permitted to eat. He's permitted to eat Ben Hashmash. So come to Rabbi Natan, we have a Gedalia to break. As soon as some Gedalia is over, all you have to wait is 58 minutes, and then the following 13 minutes, you can eat. So it's not a Shulchan Aruch. No, not so fair. That's it. According to Rabbi Yaisi, it's still Vada Yom until the last terrifying of the 72 minutes of the next terrifying. So we have no right to be maker like Rabbi Yudah in this din. You always have to go the Chumah in both directions. Whenever Rabbi Yudah shoots in the Chumah, you follow Rabbi Yudah. Whenever Rabbi Yudah shoots in the Chumah, you follow Rabbi Yudah. That's why it says so far that even though the Gemara has on the books is the din of the Hashmashes of the other Tanaitin, it's Mutter to eat, but we can never use that Hesed. Why? Because the Gemara said in the Mavlikin that there's a dispute of Rabbi Yaisi when is Ben Hashmash, and we have to go to the Chumah in both directions. So it sucks, and we have to wait till the Seder comes. Even the Rabban, yes. Even the Rabban. So in this Hachro, that the Gemara says you go to the Chumah in both directions, this is the question exactly what does that mean? Does it mean that we treat it as a suffix? We're not sure whether the din is like Rabbi Yudah. We were never not clear whether the din is like Rabbi Yudah, like Rabbi Yosi, is a selfie. When the Ben Hashmash is the only half of that. Or does it mean, no, the Ikarad din, we really talk in like Rabbi Yosi. That is Vada Yayim up until the end. And the Ben Hashmash is really only a half of But we threw in the Gemara, threw in a chumash to follow Rabbi Yehuda whenever it's a chumash. So this is a machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah writes in a few places in the original Devilma going assumes that it's a topic. The Gemara left it unresolved whether you follow Rabbi Yehuda or you follow Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah Berurah thinks not so. He writes the Chiddush in the Bir Halacha, the original Chiddush. He thinks that we really talk to like Rabbi Yehuda, the Ikar Adin, it's Vadayah until the end. Whatever the end is, either the last Harifine in the 72 minutes or the next following Harifine. And the fact that we sometimes follow Rabbi Yehuda, so that's the Chumah that we grew with. But the Ikar Adin, the Din really is like Rabbi Yehuda, it's Vadayah up until the end. Okay. That's the question, do we follow the Rabbeinu Tam? That's the question. So the Dumna Kohen, Vishach in Yeruzay, and he says, Brish Mila, right, that he thinks that in Dumna the practice was not like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Mechaber always quotes, Mechaber Amor, they always quote the Rabbeinu Tam. It would appear that the majority of the Rishon held like the Rabbeinu Tam. That for around 58 minutes after sunset is considered Vadayom. That's a difficult sheet of Vadayom. And then begins the 15-minute period of Ben Osmashi, and then it becomes Pesach Kehov. And that 15-minute period, that's Machlokes Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda, whether the whole period is Ben Osmashi, so just the last or the next terrifying. Ben Osmashi.
It's a very difficult thing to do. If you have a number of people, you can be back here. And when it comes to a hit, how do you do on the...
So the Shach writes in Yeridei and Hilchos Mila that he doesn't think, he's pretty sure the Minyan Zon is not like the Rabbeinu Tam. That if a baby is born 55 minutes after the Shkia, on Mosoi Shabbos, he would not do the Brit Mila next Shabbos. He wouldn't consider that he's Vaday Yom, that the baby was Vaday born on Shabbos. That's what we'll get to. One second we'll get to. So what do we follow then? If you follow the Shita's Hagaonim, the Hagaonim who preceded Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, the Rishonim will follow the Amoraim. Before the Rishonim came, there was a short period of Gaonim. So the Gaonim in their Shuvahs write a different way to explain, to resolve this contradiction. And that's what the Vilna Gaon adopted. We call him the Vilna Gaon that he didn't live in the Tzkuz of Hagaonim. He lived after all the Rishonim, and lived in the middle of the Achronim. So the Vilna Gaon in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch adopts the Shita of the Gaonim in resolving this contradiction. When is Pesach Kehovah? On the one hand, the Gemara says in Sabbath Sari Dalet that from sunset until Pesach Kehovah is the amount of time that it would take an average person to walk 4 million within 72 minutes. And on the other hand, the Gemara says in B'nai Madlikin that the period of Ben Hashmashai is the amount of time that it takes to walk 3/4 of a mile. It's only less than 15 minutes. So how does 72 minutes come to be 15 minutes? So the Vilna Gaon resolves this contradiction like the Gaon, and they say no. But the Ben Hashmashai begins right away at Shkia. When the sun sets, it's already Ben Hashmashai. And the first 15 minutes or so, that's the Ben Hashmashai. So after the 15 minutes are up, then it's already Pesach Kehovah. And then the Vilna Gaon explains what we all understand, that the 15 minutes doesn't always mean 15 minutes. It depends what latitude and longitude you are on the earth, depending on the degree of the angle of the sun below the horizon, how dark it becomes. So sometimes it will be 20 minutes, sometimes it will be 30 minutes, and that depends on the latitude, longitude, and the season and the year, how close the sun is to the earth. The astronomers explain that. So let's say roughly speaking 15 minutes in Eretz Yisrael in April time, Pesach time, it's only 15 minutes. So what did the Gemara talk about, 72 minutes? The Gemara says about 4 minutes. Says, no, that Gemara is not a halachic statement. The Gemara here is talking about Pesach Kehovah. When is it Pesach Kehovah? That it's my law that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Sfirah Ta'amer, you can eat the matzah, and you can sit in the sukkah, and that's Pesach Kehovah Beinonim. There are large stars and there are small stars and there are average-sized stars. So the Gemara says that Pesach Kehovah doesn't depend on the big stars and it doesn't depend on the tiny stars. Gimel Kehovah Beinoni. So how long does it take until 3 average-sized stars can appear in the sky? 15 minutes sometimes. 15 minutes. What does the Gemara say about 72 minutes? It's a different thing. The Gemara is talking about people who travel by foot all day long. They're walking. So when do they call it quits? When do they start traveling by foot? When do they stop traveling by foot? The Gemara says 72 minutes after the Shkia, when it says, call out the home. When all the stars appear, 72 minutes after the Shkia, it's black outside. You can see stars all over the sky. So that says call out the home. But that doesn't correspond to the halacha, face of the chavim, when it becomes lila. What we call days like a chomim is around 15 minutes after the shiur. And the Gemara says in Rambam Madlikin a brisa. The Gemara has a brisa when one star appears, it's still vadayom. When two stars are visible, two average size stars, same in name. When two average size stars appear, then it's a sotigam sotig lila. And when three stars appear, then it's days like a chomim. So how does this seem with what I said? The Vilna Gaon claims that right after Shkia, right at sunset, it's already Beinas Moshe. So why? At sunset you can see one star. You don't see any stars at sunset. So how does he say that right away at Shkia is Beinas Moshe? So he says, no, that bright in the Gemara in Bamem Ablikin is only a point of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that the whole Beinas Moshe is a heresy. So how much time does it take from sunset till you can begin to see the first star? It takes a while. But how much time does it take from the time you can see one star to the time you can see two stars to the time you can see three stars? Very fit. You can already see one average size star. You can already see two stars. You can already see three stars. That's a hell of a time. So when the Gemara says that it's vadayayim up until the time that you can see one star, that's according to Rabbi Yossi. That the whole Ben Ashmash is only a harifying. Either the last harifying of Rabbi Yudah, the next harifying in the 15 minutes. So the first 40 minutes is Vadayayim. When you can see one star, still Vadayayim. When you can see two stars, it's Ben Ashmash. And right after that, a half a minute after, when you can see three stars, it's Ben Ashmash. It's Seis of Kohagin. That's Rabbi Yudah's sheet that Rabbi Yudah wouldn't hold like that. Rabbi Yudah said you don't have to see any stars to declare it already the beginning of Ben Ashmash. When does Ben Ashmash begin? At the sunset. When the sun sets, that's the beginning of the 13.5 minutes. The Gimel is a mil, the 3/4 of a mil. Not the time it takes to walk, the 3/4 of a mil. That's the machlokes that only go in, and everybody. It's still Vada, right? That's what the Machaber writes. You can still continue to do Malach up until 58 minutes after sunset. If there's a mitzvah for a Sefer Shabbos, stop doing malacha after a half an hour after sunset. Pitch black outside. Chavis says, look, let's go set the Shabbos. You want to be more machmir? Stop doing malacha 20 minutes after the sunset. 10 minutes after the sunset. But you can do malacha for the first 10, 20, 30 minutes after the sunset. And the Vilna Gaon says, no! That the whole thing is not correct. He says, how can you say that the first 58 minutes after the sunset is Shabbos? No. That's the whole kind of achush machmir. You walk outside, you see stars, you can see all the stars. He says it's not correct that the klal is that the nashmashes begin according to Rabbi Yudah. The nashmashes begin right away at Shkia, and it lasts for a period of around 18 minutes or so, 15 minutes, 18 minutes, depending what season of the year and what latitude and longitude you live in. And the statement that the Gemara made in Zaman Madlik in the Brisa in the Gemara that says when you see one star, it's still vadayayim. And up until that time, you can still continue to do malach on Friday night. And Shalosh, that's only Alif to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that the whole Ben Ashmash is only harifying, and up until that harifying is vadayayim. But the Gemara says you have no right to be maker like Rabbi Yossi on Shabbos, on Friday evening. So you have to be machmir like Rabbi Yudah. What is Rabbi Yudah's shita? They right away at Shkia, there's a shine in Ben Ashmash. So based on this whole story that the Vilna Gaon says, he adds on a little bit. We're going to have to see when we learn the Gemara a little later. When did the Kohanim enter, when did the Kohanim begin to eat truma? When are they allowed to eat truma? So we all assume they suck a cover at the end of the day, whether the table 6 o'clock in the morning, or the table 1 o'clock in the afternoon, or the table 7 o'clock in the evening, as long as the table when it's vadayom, and that's their way till the end of that day. If they missed it, and they were tabled Balayla, or Ben Ashmash would have to wait till tomorrow night, Sefer Kohav. So what does Sefer Kohav mean? Sofayom. When is Sofayom? Whenever Sefer Kohav is. According to Rabbi Yudah, the end of his month. So the Vilna Gaon claims that it's not true. He says that there is no halacha that the Kohanim have to wait till Beis HaTikvah. He says they have to wait till the end of the time period that they were tabled. If they were tabled in the mikveh at 6 o'clock in the morning, so all day long is the same time period, up until when? Maybe up until Shmir. Maybe up until Shmir. So he says, well, does anything change in Shmir? We said that he got the Beis HaTikvah. Says, does anything change its peace? They say, well, it depends on Rabbi Rabbi Yossi, the way he explained. According to his interpretation, Rabbi Yehuda says that Shkia is the beginning of Ein HaShemashim. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's still Vada Yom. Before Shkia, after Shkia, nothing changed till he gets to the last terrifying of the 15 minutes of the next terrifying, following the 15 minutes. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Kohanim cannot eat Truma until according to the Golden Guard. And that's every 2 minutes. Until it comes that terrifying. But according to the beauty, the Kohanim can begin eating Truma at Shkiyah. Because the time period does not decline that the when the halachas, it's a chiddush and it's in the right. It's against the Gemara. The Golden Guard says against the Gemara. They said he thinks there's a misprint in the Gemara. We're going to see on the next verse. He thinks there's a misprint in the Gemara. The way we have it in the Gemara, it doesn't say that at all. There's the same is, whoever the king told me, went to the mikveh, whatever day he went to the mikveh, has to wait till Sofayom. When is Sofayom? So Ben HaShemashim is just Tafik Yom, Tafik Lailah. They have to wait till Seis HaKohanim. After the Seis HaKohanim is Vaday Lailah. That's the end of the day. That's the Pashtus. So the Goyim claims that it's not true. He says, you have to wait till the end of that time period in which you were tabled. When is the end of the time period? He says, I'll leave it to the Yudah. That if you're tabled by Goyim, when it comes Shkiyah, that's the beginning of Bein HaShemashim, but that's a new time period. So the Kohanim can eat Truma during the period of Bein HaShemashim. But according to Rabbi Yaisi, that it's still Bada Yoyim, the whole Bein HaShemashim of Rabbi Yehuda, the whole 15 minutes of Rabbi Yehuda, he declares as Vada Yahim, so it's not a new time period. Nothing changed before Shkia, after Shkia, it's all the same, it's still Vada Yahim. So it continues, the status of Vada Yahim continues on up until a Harifayim, whatever that Harifayim is. That's apparently another point which you bring me up. The Golden Gun holds another point. What do we mean when we say conquer of unity? That you have a period of time, let's say 15 minutes, for argument's sake, the first 15 minutes after sunset, we label it as Bein HaShemashim, so we label it as a Tzav Yom Tov Lailah. What does that mean? We can't figure out. The Jews have been around for so many years and have so many mathematicians and astronomers and so many super geniuses in our people. No one could figure out this riddle. For so many years, they couldn't figure out when the Yom ends and when the Lailah begins. So the Golden Gun thinks so that it's not a subject that we just can't figure it out. We figured it out. It's what we call a din subject. That's what the Akhenim all calls is a Rishwar humor like that. Where the Rishwar writes that Bein HaShemashim is not that we can't figure out whether Yom ends and Lailah begins now, or 2 minutes later, 2 minutes later, 2 minutes later. No, we keep on having a subject. No. That these 15 minutes, let's say, have elements of Yom and elements of Lailah. And it's a funny thing. It's a type of the Sasri, both Yom and Lailah. And whenever you have a type of the Sasri, a time period which is both Yom and Lailah, we have to treat it as if it were a subject. It's not that we have a subject. We don't have any status at all. We know the Vaday that it's Yom and the Vaday that it's Lailah. And whenever we have a type of the Sasri, a lot of it we have to act as if it were a subject. So he holds that the Torah's Vaday is a new time period. That's what he says, the country of Judah. Halacha l'maaseh, if you were to know for sure that the din would be like Rabbi Yehuda, then the Kohanim would be permitted to eat truma during Bein HaShemashim, because it's a new time period. The Pashat Shat is Seis HaKohanim, that whenever a person, a Kohen, a lady, so whoever is coming, and he goes to mikveh, so the din says that even though he's tohar after going to mikveh the gabi chulin, and the gabi might be shame, but the gabi chulin the kushin, he's not yet tohar till the end of the day. What is the end of the day? Seis HaKohanim. Simple answer. The end of the day, Seis HaKohanim. The Zulman Kohen has his whole interpretation, and he says there's a misprint in the Gemara. Though the gun claims that it does mean the end of the day. It says it means the end of that time period. What is the end of that time period? So he says, I'll leave it to Reb Yudah. If the din would be determined for sure like Reb Yudah, then the end of the time period of, if he says, well, by God, the end of the time period would be Shkia, because that Shkia starts a new time period. Why is it a new time period? Because the Torah's Vada is a new time period. Now both Yom and Laila. We treat it as a subject. So whenever you have something that's attached to this aspect, so you don't know how to act. But since for sure it's a new time period, because now it's not like up until Shkia there was only Yom. Now it's both Yom and Laila. So it's a new time period. It's not Vada Yom anymore. That's what he speaks of. So he says the question of you living Kohani would be Kohani Rabbi Yosef is only a Herafayim later. So the Vilna Gaon says that's the shot in the Gemara in Bamim Adlikin. The Gemara says how do we task him? How do we feel like a feel like a the Gemara says we go before him in both directions to hide him. So the Gemara says on Friday night he's not permitted to do Malach from the earliest time period like Rabbi Yosef. But Legabi, so the Vilna Gaon says it means from Shkia. And the Gemara says, Legabi, Yom Kippur Shabbos is going to be the same. Because according to Rabbi Yudah, you have to wait till the end. According to Rabbi Yudah, you have to wait till the end. But Legabi Kohanim, eating Truma, we're Machmer like Rabbi Yudah. What do you mean Machmer like Rabbi Yudah? Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah, the same thing. If you have to wait till Seisha Kohanim, you mean a Herafayim later. Because the Gemara indeed has two versions of what Rabbi Yudah says. Which Herafayim does the oldest man ask much? Is it the last Herafayim of Rabbi Yudah? So they both end at the same time. Rabbi Yudah says the Quran both end at the same time. So does Rabbi Yudah need to say, I'm not a Herafayim, not a Herafayim. That's what it means. That's what it means. So the Dona Gran says, no, it doesn't mean that. It means according to Rabbi Yudah, you can eat Shurma during the first 15 minutes. Because the time period is ended already. So with your Machma like Rabbi Yudah, the Quranim are not permitted to eat Shurma until Seisha Chacham. But if the gift you would have passed to Shur, like Rav Yudah, the Torah's Rabbi, then the Kohanim would have been permitted to eat Shurma during Ben Hashmoshes. What's that? It doesn't mean Tzavik Yom Tzavik Lila. It means that it's both the Yom and Lila, the new time period, the Torah's Rabbi. It's a new kind of a thing. It's a new animal. It's both Yom and Lila. And since the person, the Kohanim, was Tzavik Bad Yoyim, and it comes to Ben Hashmoshes, and Ben Hashmoshes is a new time zone, so that's it. That's called Harishim. Fascinating Kiddush on a level up there, right? That's the shot in Harrison. Yeah, the minute the bench lift 18 minutes before the Shia is based on the rise and based on two things. Number one, the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Shabbos goes in the name of the Sefer Yireyim, a legend in Israel, the Talmud of the Avraham, the Talmud of the Bali Atos. This is called Shabbos Avraham, and it's very close. So the Avraham in Israel claims that Seisach HaKavim is neither like the Rabbi Natan said 72 minutes after the sunset, nor like the Gona Gwen said 15 minutes or 35 minutes after the sunset, but rather Shkia. The sunset is the Seisach HaKavim. So when is the Bein HaShmashes? The last few minutes before sunset. So how many minutes before sunset is Bein HaShmashes? So 3/4 of a mil. So how much is a mil? So there's different opinions. One opinion is that a mil and Shulchan Aruch in the mil is 18 minutes. Another opinion is a mil is 22 and a half minutes. Another opinion is that a mil is 24 minutes. All based on simple arithmetic and a Gemara in that stuff. If you all that a mil is 24 minutes and 3/4 of a mil is Bein HaShmashes, the 3/4 of 24 is 18 minutes. And you all like Rav Lezer admits that Shkia is Laila, is Seisach HaKavim, and when is Bein HaShmashes before Shkia? So the last 18 minutes, no one can do any malacha. So the man and the women, no one's allowed to do malacha. Then you have to make sure that you finish Yusha before 18 minutes before the Shkia. So we don't follow that all year long. We just barely make the Shkia by the skin of our teeth. So those of us who make it by the skin of our teeth, we don't do it away. And later, we don't do it in those 18 minutes. But the Shabbos from that, so that's one source of that. So the 18 minutes comes from the Chumra of Rav Lezer Limit. The women were machmer upon themselves to follow Rav Lezer Limit. That the last 18 minutes before Shkia, we treat as a Tzavik Yom Tov Lila. And others say no, that it's not based on this wild sheet of Rav Lezer Limit. The Magen Avraham goes to Rav Lezer Limit. It's not based on that. It's not based on the mitzvah of Tosef Shani. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, and that says in Malach, that there's a mitzvah to be mostly in Chol HaKodesh. So what do you mean you have to be mostly before Shabbos begins? when the Shabbos begins. So say Hashmashir. No, Hashmashir. You're not permitted to do Marav because Suffolk. It's Suffolk Yom Suffolk Lam. It says his Marav says the Shabbos has to begin before Bein Hashmashir. So if you hold like that Bein Tam, you have a lot of time to go. The first 58 minutes is Vadayom. So you have the first 58 minutes following sunset. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Chavah, in the text of the Marav. During those 58 minutes, you can be mindful of whatever you want. If you stop doing Marav for half an hour after Shkia, you're going to go straight to Ganesh. You will mindful of the Chavah of the Kodesh, you will mindful of the half an hour. You want to go right on from Shkia. So that's only if you hold much enough in the time, that the first 58 minutes gets the Shkia Vata Yom, so that whatever you land on will be cooler than ever, so that will be till 7 shots. But if you hold much enough in the garden, that according to Rabbi Yudah, Bein Hashemashis begins at Shkia, so how do you fulfill your Tosefa, where are you most in the Chol of HaKadosh? So you have to add on the Bol Yom before Shkia. So how much do you have to add on? Is there any Shear for Tosefa Shabbos? So some Hashem say, Chatzi Shor. Some Hashem say, Shor. Some Hashem say, Chatzi Shor. If you say Shor, it doesn't necessarily mean 60 minutes, hour. It doesn't necessarily mean 60 minutes. It can mean Shachar, a while. An amount of time. If you say Chatzi Shor, it doesn't mean half a while, but that means a half an hour. That means half an hour. So that's why Shama Machmet to be most Mechon Alechadik before Shabbat and before Yom Tov, then the Kamal Shabbat and Yom Tov, the half an hour before Shkia, because that Shkia, according to the Vilna Gaon, is already Bein Hashmashir. So that's not called possession. What a minute before. Is it most Mechon Alechadik? Chatzi Shor.
Sure.
Okay. You mean in the usage of the word. Okay. Again. In the morning. The Rishonim points out that when you switch, when you jump, meshes, when you're jumping from Lila to Yom, so it jumps right away, in a moment's time. It's called Varayim. But when you jump from Yom to Lila, then there's an institution of Bein Hashemashis. Rishonim just points out that there is a discrepancy. When is Lila? So you might find Lila and Banan, they can say, Yom HaKachot and Bein Anim. So the Ramadan says, Achush Makh is that after 58 minutes, you already have the Shur, Yom HaKachot and Bein Anim. It's not even can't say that that's the Vada Yom, that's why you need to have the other way around, Yerushalmi says that all that period of time is Vada Yom. That it jumps to... So the purpose of Zmane Hayom to figure out when is Man Kriyashma is a quarter of the day, and when is Man Shmon Esri L'Chatzila till a third of the day, when is Man Yisur Hano is an hour before Chatzos, when is Man Plag Amin from Chatzola. So that's what we're going to claim, that's in measure from sunrise to sunset. It's a different video. He knows Vadayom from Alos HaShachar till sunrise, that's one video. But there's another video, the Iker Dinyom is only from sunrise. He doesn't really have a riot. He just thinks that the Zman HaYom should be measured. Magen Avraham doesn't have a riot either. He thinks that it's a double portion the other way. Doesn't bring a riot. Magen Avraham is saying an equal chiddush. Equally the chiddush is that you measure from Alos HaShachar till Seita Kachav and Beinu Kul Beinu Kumber. Even though from Shkia till Seita Kachav there's a period of time in there that the Suffolk Yom Suffolk Lila. He said, but for the purposes of figuring out this money I earn, I do all the stuff. How what? It's a very good question. I don't know. Absolutely don't know. They both made up the new din. The Magen Avraham and the Zohar Gaon equally mechudishim. The Zohar Gaon came up with a new din as far as the beginning. But I discount the first hour and a quarter before sunrise, even though it's Vada Yom brother didn't, but that's what it is. Mm-hmm. The Magen Avraham says that even though it's after Shkia, you're going to bump into a period of time that's the Suffolk Yom Suffolk Lila, that's for the other demons, but for these demons, it's Vada Yom. Just the opposite from the Gaon. He said it's not the ultimate. Early in the morning, it's not the ultimate. One of them says it is Yom. You know the suffix. Each one came up with a new thing. That there's two meaning of Yom. That's also the same Gemara in Shabbos Apostolic Dalit, where the Gemara says that a traveler who goes by foot will travel from Alot HaShachar until Seis HaShachar. And from Alot HaShachar until sunrise is Dalit Milim. Dalit Milim. The Gemara says that it's 4 Milim earlier than Hanei Sakham. When you have to prorate it any time of the year, that means April 15th, you want to talk about Erev Pesach. April 15th, so the thing is that's 72 minutes before sunrise. Right, up until that time. And after that time, then it's Vada Yom. That's the question, right? The Malamed Lahoyal writes like that. It used to think that how long is the period of Dein HaShemashos? How long do you have to wait after sunset till Seis HaShachar? How early is Alot HaShachar before sunrise? So the Malamed Lahoyal says that he always used to think that it's a fraction of the day, depending on how long the day is, from sunrise to sunset. So this should fluctuate. And then he asked the astronomers and they told him that it's wrong. That it's not a function of the length of the day. It's rather a function of how close the earth is to the sun. Because, which is not necessarily in accordance to the length of the day. That's what the Balatani writes in the Siddur. He writes it's a function of how close the earth is to the sun, which is astronomically correct. As to how fierce the sun will be below the horizon at a certain degree angle, then it should get dark enough or light enough in the morning. It's a degree of lightness and darkness. So the Gemara says that April 15th in Yerushalayim, it's around 72 minutes from Alot HaShachar until sunrise. You have to figure out what degree angle is the sun below the horizon, and whatever that degree angle is, that's what it is all year long. Then you have to put it on a computer to figure out how it's gonna be. Yeah, different locations, different times of the year. He said that his grandfather Achaim Soloveitchik used to figure it 1/8 of the day.
Right.
But the Ron Lahal writes that the astronomers set him straight. It's not correct. What's that? Also, you have to add on. Doesn't necessarily have to be the same amount, but if you hold Chatzi Shor, so you should add on a Chatzi Shor after Shabbos is off. So let's say if you hold like the Zohar Gaon, that Seis HaShachar is 20-25 minutes after the sunset, and then if you wait, let's say if you wait 55 minutes, and you have even a half an hour of Tosefta Shem. It depends. When does a person stop doing Malacha on Erev Shem? Many people don't abstain from Malacha half an hour before sunset. What happens to the dinner for Sefer Shabbos and Erev Shabbos? So they're like, you don't need. The Rambam just thinking it like that. There's no dinner for Sefer Shabbos. If you're married to itself, but you're not going to leave them and I tell them you want me to Rabban. The Gemara there is in Rosh Hashanah that says that there's a dispute. There's a mitzvah to be married to the Chayil al HaKadosh. So sometimes I'm saying yes, and other times I'm saying no. And the Rambam thought it's not going to The Rambam stuck as Yinat Mukhayisu. And the Zohar Gaon talks about the Rambam, Yinat Mukhayisu, the Mersh Mekhar Lala Kodesh. Because the Mishnayis, the Shabbos, that's in Zrayah. How did the Rambam know the Tarkin against all those time, right? That there's no obligation, there's no mitzvah, not when I tell that, I'm going to be Mersh Mekhar Lala Kodesh. That's what Mayis, and most people do like that. They do Malacha up until a minute before the Shkiyah on Friday. So according to the Zohar Gaon, and most people follow the Zohar Gaon. That Shkiyah is the beginning of Bein HaShemashos. After the Mersh Mekhar Lala Kodesh, where's the first effort? Which is to say, you're not allowed to daven mincha during your zman hatosef. So you finish davening mincha just the second before Shkia. At least about Tzila, for sure. Finishes mincha, we hope, before sunset, that's right. So where's the Mishnah 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 that you're not going to be making a Chayav HaKadosh at all. Not your Chayav, not your Chayav. But those who are Machmir, the Rambam's opinion is only on Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur.
Right.
But you don't have a problem. You have a solution. So add on. So be Maitis. So add on a half an hour before a half an hour. And if you want to be Maitis, so the proper thing is you have to wait. Let's say till after Shabbos is over. Wait your 25 minutes or 35 minutes, whatever the Zomer Gun will say, is this man of Seif HaKachom. And then wait another half an hour after that. So you have your Zmanah, so sir. Right, 40-45 minutes, they assume that has the Seif HaKachom with this man of Seif HaKachom all thrown in together. That has a packet, has everything with it. Pardon me? Earlier, right, the Kriya Shema would be earlier. Right. That man is only for Shabbos because you've added on the Chassidus to it. Right. So let's look at the Mishnah. Name our silence, we went three follow. Name our silence, our Shema Bar Rabbah. When is the earliest time you can recite Kriya Shema? So the Mishnah says, the answer is, Chayt HaKachav, Yishon Shekhan Mechnotim, Lechol B'chu Masam. The earliest time you can recite Kriya Shema is Chayt HaKachav. Why? He pointed out that Rashi says, that before that time, normal people are not going to sleep. We come in talking, no one goes to sleep before that. So the Pasha Pshat, the way Rashi learns in Mishnah, that's what I would have liked, that before Teka Kechavim is not as Man Shiva, they not get to the Teres Vada. But the Zilna Goyim points close to the Yerushalmi, who says that the reason why you're not Yerushalmi before that is because it's a Sophic. And Teka the right to the Chumrah. What's the Sophic? It's a Sophic and Sophic Laila. What does that do with Sophic and Sophic Laila? Who says that the Chiyas to recite creation is Balaila? Eat matches of Din Balaila. The sickness took care of the first night of Sukkot is a Din Yid Dabkalaila. The fear is under the Din of Laila. Here it's not a Din of Laila, here it's a Din of the Shachbucha. The Talmud, the Yishami understands that it's not so. That the Talmud and the Mishnah hold that it's a Din of Laila. When the Pasuk says the Shachbucha, that's just a fancy way of saying Laila. What it means is Laila. When does Laila begin? That's the topic. That's the Tenosh Mashish is the topic. But since Kriya Shema is their right, a Sophic would be Lachumrah. You have to wait until Seif HaKachavim to make sure that you're reciting Kriya Shema Balaam. So that's Rashi right away is bothered with a Kash. Rashi comments on the Mishnah in Cain. Mama Kar most of the Pesach Nesha. So why do we daven Myers in Shul so early? How come we daven before Pesach Bechol? The Rashi answers, he's saying the Rashi is 4 and 9 lines from the top of the Rashi, 8 9 lines. He's saying Lamakar Mosa Pesach Nesha so early. So the answer is, Kedelamet Betzima, he says the great Torah. What does that mean? Myers, you can daven earlier. The daven Shulon Esra of Myers, that has nothing to do with man. Is it one mitzvah to recite Kriya Shema? Then there's another mitzvah to daven Myris. When is this man of Myris? If this man of Mincha is up. When is this man of Mincha up? If the Shkia. Especially after that, any rain. You can't daven Mincha if the Shkia, but there is Vada. No, it's fake, because you can't bring your carbon down to Shabbat not buying if the Shkia. If the Shkia is up, this man of Mincha is up. Goodbye, you can't daven Mincha. You can't daven Mincha, so it's this man of Myris. Myris doesn't have a loose man. Whenever this man of Mincha is up, then it's this man of Myris. Okay. Also, but I think he's quoting verbatim the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi gives the testimony. Why doesn't the Yerushalmi say that they listen to the Gula of Tzvi? The Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi, Kedav and Meirib, that's for sure okay. Right after Shkia. We'll see. It's a good question. We'll have to see this. Well, we're going to discuss it. It's a good question. It's not going to be easy. The answer's not going to be that simple. It's a good answer, but we're going to have to learn some more. Find out. Well, yes. We'll have to see you tomorrow. The Rashi quotes the Kashrut of Yishami. How come he's out of Meir of Early? He says, Meir is Mashmanesh Amar, that's no problem. His man of Tzilas Meir is against his man of Mincha's up. What is man of Mincha up against the Shkia? The whole cash is, but why do we say Kriya Shema? Why do we say Kriya Shema if we're not going to say Kriya Shema then? So he says, Tzilamit Tzilam, he says, is great to in order to warm up for Achana, for Shmuel has to likely say to Bisham, should likely be a side asher before Mincha, in order to prepare ourselves, to get on with the Shmuel Esrei Mitzvah Asherei, so we recite Shema before Shmuel Esrei Meiris, even though we're davening Meiris so early that we're not getting to Kriya Shema, but we say Asherei, we say Shema like you say Asherei. But you mean in that Yetzir, when you say Shema at that time. So if you're not Yetzir, so what happens to the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema? The Rashi says nobody's Yetzir when they daven early, they have to repeat Kriya Shema again later. Therefore we are all obligated, those who daven in an early minyan, they daven by the Lord, so the Shema Esrei did not necessarily repeat, but Esrei said it's the right month. Having the Birchot Kriya Shema, also Rashi is not bothered the Birchot Kriya Shema, it's like Shema Esrei. Whenever the man of Meir, but Tzilas Meir, this is man of the Birchot Kriya Shema. But the man of Kriya Shema, the man of Kriya Shema is a half to face of the Chavim. Rashi wants to talk to our Lord like the Mishnah. It's not Mishnah, our Lord is not Mishnah. If you talk to our Mishnah, so we're not getting to Kriya Shema, so we have to repeat it at home. So then we're going to Mishnah Tzilas, so do we do that? He says Kriya Shema again later. The Rashi says, and then when everybody goes to sleep, they say Kriya Shema ala mito. Even though they only recite the first parsha of Shema, that's enough. But we Kriya Shema, but we Kriya parsha of Yishayinu, Shalom Kori, Yom Yitoso, Yosso. By reciting the first parsha of Yishayinu, think Yosso. How is Yosso the first parsha of Yishayinu? It's a sentence here. Yosso Kriya Shema was the first parsha. So why do you have to say it? Should be both parshas. Should be both parshas. How did you say this? Say this kasha. One of the many kashas that says it's not Rashi. So that right didn't say that obviously Rashi is of the opinion that Kriya Shema they're right is only the parsha Rishon. The different opinions in Rishon and how much of whether Kriya Shema they're right is the Rabbanim in the first place. Tosfos' opinion is that Kriya Shema is the Gamri Gamri the Rabbanim. You're not there to learn anything you want. And it's only the Rabbanim that we insist on reciting that position. And even if you follow the Rambam's opinion that he passed in Kriya Shema, is there right? Many Mishnayim hold on to that question, is there right? How much of Kriya Shema is there right? So the Rambam's opinion is only the first part. And the rest is one of the Rambam. And Rashi's opinion is that the parashat Rishon is there right. And Tosfos' opinion is that the first two parashas are there right. And Rashi holds that since the second part is longer than Rabbanon, so I say, take it to Rabbanon and Kula. I said, Kriya Shema during the series of Ben Ashmashis, and we start to keep your sex. It'd be a little difficult because you pointed out before that Rashi sounds like he holds that if you recite Kriya Shema before Tetzach Chav, you're not yet to the Torah Svada, but you're not yet to the Torah Svada. You're absolutely not yet to the Torah Svada because it's not yet Man Shiva. So what does Rashi say here that since this man, since he said Kriya Shema, at an early man, so Mistopek here, he has to say over the Kriya Shema Derayim. What happened to the Kriya Shema Derabbama? Why doesn't he have to say over the whole Kriya Shema Derabbama? And so the Rashi sounds as if he holds sacred Derabbama, the cool there, so for the second parasha, can make a law. But the first parasha, that's the right, it's the sacred Derayim of the cool. Difficult. Difficult. What about the third parasha? It's not great in front of the Rashi. Places here, can Rashi. Why is it sufficient to recite Parsha Rishayna? The Rambam holds the first part because of that. The Gemara says that there is special dinim on the first part, and then there is special dinim on the first Parsha. But there's nothing special on the second Parsha over the third Parsha. So the Ramban holds, because the Gemara has it as a special din on the first Pasuk Rishon, that's what the Pasuk Rishon is there, right? And Rashi seems told that because there's a special din on the first Parsha, so the first Parsha tells it. The Gemara says when you recite the first Parsha, you're not allowed to walk around, you're not allowed to be oystic and anything else. If you finish the first Parsha and then you recite the second Parsha, then you can be still, you can walk around, you can get a city, you can do other things. It's not right, it's not right in the middle of Kishma, but Mishgapel, on the first Parsha, you're not allowed to be oystic and anything else. The Rambam holds because there are special dinim on the Pasuk Rishon, that's why the Pasuk Rishon is there, right? Rashi holds because there are special dinim on the first Parsha, and not on the second Parsha, that's why the Parsha Rishon is there, right? But that's enough, Parsha Rishon is there, right? And that's all you have to read after this man, of Pesach Rosh. Second Parsha, you don't have to go on, that you have to say when you recited earlier. Why in the world are you here if you recited earlier? If you say that earlier, after Chosh Gilein, during this man, then Ashmashin, so not so be it. Take it to Rabbanu Lekuba and take it to Rashi Lekuba. But if you say according to the simple Pshat and Rashi, that the Torah is Vada, you're not Yetzir. Not the Torah is Vada, the Torah is Vada. You're absolutely not Yetzir. You say Kriya Shema earlier than say because it's just not the man shiva, so you shouldn't be able to say anything. You can find answers, you're going to be a day. What about the third parsha though? What about the third parsha? The third parsha is decided not because of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but rather because of the mitzvah of the Kriya Shema. And the Mishnah learns out that the obligation to recite the Kriya Shema is every day, so there's an obligation to have a Yom Balayla. So that's a Dinda Raisa, that's not the Rabbin. The Kriya Shema every day is a Dinda Raisa. That's what the Rabbin learned here. That's the third portion of the Chabinda Raisis. And how does Rashi say his decision if he just repeats Parsha Rishayna Kriya Shema and he does so? But the third portion is the Raisa for the sake of the Kriya Shema. Then Akhrami has to say it over here, but we know that no one does it. You know what? No one does that. But then again, on the first stop, he has to start down. So he says, even though that's what we recite in the Hazara, Yimei Chayecha HaYomim, because it says, Kol Yimei Chayecha. Yimei. Kol Yimei Chayecha HaLeilot. So he says, where does it say HaLeilot? It doesn't say HaLeilot. Kol is not another man, other than Yom. So Ben Yaina says, that other man begins with Ben Hashmash. Just like the Vilna Gaon says, according to Yudit. That the anyone who's done it goes to Mitzvah doesn't have to wait till Pesach Chacham Sofayom. That's not true. Has to wait till that time period is up. And he says that time period is up according to the beginning when it comes to you, because that's the very beginning of the Hashmash. That's the very new time period. So the Rabbeinu Yonah holds like this, halfway like the Gaon. Not that the Gaon invented everything. Yes, that he says the Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, when it says in the Chumash, the Magdis Kerasen Tishma says, Kol Yemei Chayecho. Yimei Chayecho HaYamim. Yamim is Bayom. We have to say the Chimish is Nisan Bayom. Then Kol Yimei Chayecho, Kol is not another Zman. What's another Zman other than Yom? Laila. So he says, not necessarily, not exactly so. If you say the Chimish is Nisan Bayom doing Ben HaShmoshes, it's already another time period, so you're going to say, on a level of the Raisin, it's not a fake of the Raisin. It's not considered a fake of the Raisin. He says, the Dinder Raisin never requires Balayla. By Achilles Tessa, by other things, it's not the Laila. But over here, by Zechila Kitchen, it's not the Rabbeinu Yonah. You don't need Laila. As long as you're in another time period, you're going to say the Torah of Abba. Rashi is on the first parsha of Kriyashma. Rashi is, what do you accomplish by reciting the first parsha if you have to repeat it anyway later? So he says it's a hachana to the Shmanesh. No, you know, apparently he holds like the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's the third parsha that you recite is with mana. The reason why we the second and the third you don't say now by saying, but that's not a kasha. Why do you say Bayoyim Shemaya and why do you say Bayoyim? You say it's not to be Yerkin now, but Shema, which you're going to have to repeat later, why do you say it the first time in Yadmer? You're going to have to say it later. So he says that to put you in the proper mood before you say Shema and Esther Meir. That's what I hear. I guess so. We'll have to discuss that too.
I guess so.
That's a very good question. After Rashi, if you thought you don't have to repeat everything. But the only thing you have to repeat with the exact part that you write, only the Parsha Rishon. We'll have to discuss. No, just hold on. Okay. Maybe we'll stop. In this extent, we begin Parshas Kitavah with the Dinam of Bikurim. So the Torah has Yonisho Yamaita Lofnei Hashem Mokeh Haram Yavid Ovi. What does it mean? Yonisho Yamaita? That is said Yamaita Lofnei Hashem Mokeh. So the Gemara learns that Yonisho Azer Shav that means you should recite this to call Rav. The Zivri Maisi, which is the next Parsha, the idea of Kodesh Nabai, that should be recited to call normal, that should be recited softly, because it's breaking, because the idea of Kodesh Nabai, I kept all the mitzvahs. It's not right to break the Torah. So that you can say the number. But here you have Rami Avadovi, so he's speaking about Gnus, Moscow the Gnus, he's speaking about the Gnus of the Jewish people, and that's okay to say the Kogom. So the Gemara derives the Masechet Sotah, the Perek Yevamim Morim, which Mitzvah Shel Amira have to be recited, in Rosh Hashanah, you have to recite the Lachash. So you want to learn it out of the Pesach. So sometimes you have a Mitzvah Shel Amira, you have to say the Kogom. And sometimes you have to say the Lachash, and sometimes it's needed the Kogom, no the Lachash. You say, Ashi Ashmir, we don't know. It's in between. So the Gemara learns out from the Anita, we are married, so we learn from the Zer Shel, the Yom Kogom, Yom Ramein. By the Baruch is the Kogom, how is my language, that had to be the Kogom, and this had to be also done. I didn't know that had to be the Kogom, and we learn from another question. The Yishami has an Asmachta in that place. The Anita of Yamarta by the Arami Abadovi. The Yishami comments on the Mishnah Bikurin and it says that the farmers, a lot of the farmers were plain people, they couldn't read Hebrew, they couldn't Latin, walk a parsha, Arami Abadovi. So they would come to the Beit HaMikdash with the Bikurim and the Kohen would tell them, say, Arami Abadovi. He doesn't know if he messed it, he doesn't know what Arami Abadovi is. So the Kohen says, well, you don't understand, I'm going to have to say it for you. So the Kohen would say, Arami Abadovi, he would love not, Arami Abadovi. And then the Mishnah says, a lot of the farmers were embarrassed to have everybody waiting online, and he comes up to Arami Abadovi there and trying to get apples off, next farmer. And after five people say, I don't know, this guy says, I don't know what's going on. So to him, they're like, he's going to have to be humiliated. They have to say, Rami Avadovi. He does not, word for word. He's humiliated. The Vedas are called as his man by Shani, that the Kohanim recites that Rami Avadovi to everybody. Kadesh Allah Elias and Shani are there because they didn't know the farmers stopped being Bikurim because they didn't want to suffer humiliation based on this. So that's our minik. Based on that mission, that's our minik. The Tesis says we have a Balkoni for Kriyat HaTorah because the Mikratim is Mana Mishnah. Whoever got the Aliyah had to lay in his own parsha. So whoever didn't know had to suffer humiliation. Someone had a lay for him. So he would be embarrassed. And he made a takana that you have a Balkoni laying for everybody. Kiddush Lullabai to Kishani Adair. We have a meaning that the rabbis in the Kiddushim, the Ramanai, the rabbis in the Kiddushim for the Chassanim, really the Chosim should have said his bracha. She could have shown him in the Kiddushim to Anu Allah Raya. The meaning is that the Chosim never says the bracha, even if he knows how to read from Judah. Kiddush Lullabai to Kishani Adair. No, not to embarrass those who don't know. So the Mishami says, where is the remez from the Chumash that you should lay for the farmer Arami Abadah? Because it says, Yonisa of Yamar. Anisa means I answer if not enough somebody else. Someone else says first, and I answer after him. So the Yonisa of Yamar says, a remez for this takana that the institute of his man by Shani, that the Kohen recites Arami Abadah, and the farmer says after. That's the first shot in the Mishami on this mission. The Mitzvah understands that the Yishami is saying, you still understand the Mishnah is saying, that the Kohen in the Beit HaMikdash didn't recite Arami Avadovi phrase by phrase and tell the farmer, Zog Noch, say after me, Arami Avadovi. Like the rabbi says under the chuppah, say, Harayat, Harayat, Mekudeshet, Mekudeshet Li. No, he says the Kohen would say Arami Avadovi, he would be Moitzi, the Balabos, the Shemeh Kohen. The farmer wouldn't say a word, he would just listen. Like if I say Kiddush. So the Bnei Bais don't have to use that Kiddush. Okay, see if it's a bracha. Let's say by Kriyas on the Gila. So when the Balkoi says the bracha, everybody says on it. When he says in the Gila, they listen. So if there's nothing to say, they don't say, they just Shameya, Kaina. When you listen, so you get to the Shmir, Shameya. So when you see it, and it's true, but the Mesha Dover interprets the Mishnah to say that the Kayin wouldn't lane for before the farmer, and then the farmer would not knock word for word. The coin would rattle up all around the Avodah, and the farmer would be out there based on Shemei Kohen. So he tells that this is a riot, and even though you require Kol Ram, even though Mikri Kohen requires Kol Ram, nonetheless, you say Shemei Kohen, because the riot against his partner. In the Balogin Yeshiva, there was a time that there were two Russian Yeshivas. There was the Beit HaLevi, the Yashu Beis HaLevi, the brother of Abchaim HaLevi, and there was in a trip. So and they were both called Rashi Yeshiva. So the Beit HaLevi writes in his Sefer HaChumash that one of the Dayanim in Vilna, Rabbi Tzalal Vilna, who was the older brother of Shlomo Vilna, Rabbi Tzalal Vilna wrote a Sefer called Rashi's Bikurim. And he writes in a Sefer, what if the Kohanim go up to Brooklyn and one of them has laryngitis? And he can't say, Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha. He can hold his hands up, but he can't talk. He can't move his lips at all. So what should he do? And he says, no problem, Shemeh Kohen, let him make up with another Kohen that you should say the bracha al-Barat, that you should say the shalom, you should say the bracha, and I'll be here to the Shemeh Kohen. That's how the Rashi Bikurim writes in the Sefer, a Shlomo Vilna. So that Rabbi Yoshe Ben Soloveitchik writes in his Sefer HaKodesh, the Beis Halel, the whole Sefer is all Jewish, except for one page he has Kiddushi Halot. And the one page he has Kiddushi Halot, he writes, I saw in a certain Sefer, he doesn't want to say by name who it is, he saw in a certain Sefer that he says Shemekaine, he says that's impossible. How can you say Shemekaine? But by Duchening, you need the call up. You have to say loud, Shemekaine. His Achidah said it's considered as if I said it, but he didn't say it's considered as if I said it, the Kol Rav. I didn't say it at all. I didn't say the words at all. How can you say it's considered the Kol Rav? He said it's wrong. You can't allow Shemaya Kohina by Zuchanin because he needs Kol Rav. The Rosh Tzinitziv, who was the Rosh Hashiva at the same time of Balazim, writes, I saw in a Sefer, I don't want to say who, I saw in a Sefer that somebody said that you don't say Shemaya Kohina by Zuchanin because you need Kol Rav. He's wrong against the Mishnah Bikurim. That he, the Nitziv understood the Mishnah to mean that, that the Kohen lays for and the farmer repeats after him, Aram Yadarov, every word, but they understand that the farmer doesn't say a word. The Kohen says everything is Shemek Kohen. Why? The Mishnah says you need Kol Ram for Bikurim. So you see that when you have Shemek Kohen, it's supposed to be the Kol Ram, it's called the Kol Ram. It's supposed to be Balach, it's called whatever it's supposed to be, that's what it is. Now, whatever he says, relates to me, so it is the Kol Ram. Aye, but he says that the Chvod is right, but my friend is right, that you don't say Shemek Kohen by Dukhanim, because it would appear in the Shulchan Aruch, the Tzeirish in the Mechaber, that one Kohen can listen to the other Kohen's Bracha, Brichas HaMitzvah, Shekhidishanah, B'Gdishah, Shishalam, Shivon, Lavar, Brichas HaMitzvah, prior to the reciting of your Erechah, but your Erechah, it sounds in the Shulchan Aruch that you don't say Shemek Kohen. Isn't my friend right? This prominent rabbi, the Beit HaRizmi, right? He says, no, he's wrong. He says the reason why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't allow Shemaya Kohenah by Duchening is an undertow. Because, what does Duchening mean? You keep that bracha. What do you mean that bracha? Who am I to say? If I'm giving you a dollar, so I gave you money. What do you mean I'm giving you? What am I giving you? Who says it's going to work? But Duchening is a stealer. You're davening to the Baruch Shem. The Baruch Shem, you bracha. So what's the din in davening? You say Shemaya Kohenah by davening? How each person has to pray for himself. So the Ran, the two quotes, the Ran at the end of Rosh Hashanah quotes by Yerushalmi, that I'll go and call us our Kula, we allow Shemaya Kohenah. I say Kiddush and all the Bnei Bayis are Yotze. I say Havdalah and all the Bnei Bayis are Yotze. The Balkari reads in the Gila and everybody's Yotze. The Balkari blows up and everybody's Yotze based on Shemaya Kohenah. We have a lot of times we do Shemaya Kohenah l'chatzila, not just for the end. It's perfectly legitimate l'chatzila. But there are three mitzvahs where we don't allow Shemaya Kohenah. We insist that the fellow should do it himself. One is davening. If you want good health, and you want finance, and you want happiness, whatever you want Mashiach now, so I guess the Rosh, you want Mashiach. And so the Rosh, the Hayat HaTzmiah, whatever you want. So you answer it. What do you tell him to ask for you? So by Tzira, you don't allow Shema Kena. By Kriyashma, Kabbalah Tamach Shema, you don't allow Shema Kena. Say your own Kriyashma. And when it comes to eating food, if you want to eat the food, and you say the bracha before and the bracha after, don't listen to someone else's bracha before and bracha after. We the mice that we do, we're going to have our mice to everybody there. We'll have to learn. It's more explained. Sometimes there is an exception to the rule. Let's say if we're all drinking Coca-Cola, then the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say, you don't have one person say shakal and everybody's here. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say, it only works by bread and by wine. You have to figure out why. But the Rishonim says, these are the three exceptions to the rule. In fact, that's Yudua, Bishem, the Zilma Goyen. But he commented on the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Brachas, how come it says, Leila Sai Korin is Hashmavu Arab? It says Korin, Roshan Rabbi. Sounds like everybody's deciding Kriya Shema, and later the Mishnah says the Shaka and the Borech. Stein Lufana, the Achas Lafara, why the Borech? It's the same with Borech. Then he says, Kriya Shema, you don't say Shema Koinus, everybody has to say no Kriya Shema. But the Birchas Kriya Shema, the Chazmi recites the Birchas Kriya Shema, and everybody goes to the Hapkinu with Shema Koinus. How come Kriya Shema is different? So he quotes that to Ram and Yishami. That with respect to Kriya Shema, you don't allow Shemaya Kohenah. This itself is only a din of the Rambam, but you don't allow Shemaya Kohenah. That's what the Nesiv claims. That's their true reason to claim. Why the Shulchan Aruch is mashma that you don't allow Shemaya Kohenah by Duchening, just not like his prominent rabbi said. He doesn't want to say who it is, the Beit HaLevi. That was his partner in the yeshiva. He didn't want to attack him. This is not like an Adam Gadol wrote in his sefer that you don't allow Shemaya Kohenah because it's not going to be called wrong. Because that's not correct. The reason why we don't allow Shemaya Kohenah by Yeshim Duchening is because Duchening is that Tzila. And it's Tzila that Yerushalmi says you don't allow Shemaya Kohenah. But you don't allow Shemaya Kohenah, that's only the Derabbanan. These three exceptions to the rule, when it comes to eating, so the bracha shel lefanav and the bracha shel lacharei, yom tov shel hakayinim, and kriyas shema, and davening, this is only the rabbanim, and after you do allow shema hakayinim. So that's why it says in Moshe at the end of Rosh Hashanah that the mutzav of Rosh Hashanah is so long, the malchus, the chenish shofet, and so many sukkim, that if you don't have a machzor, it's very difficult to, they didn't have a matzah, so it's very difficult to recite that about that. So the Gemara says there, since it's a shasa chak, so everybody can rely on the chazim, you can listen to the chazim's ears. This is really a dindaraita that you don't allow shenei kind of by these three cases, by kriya shema, and by tzira, and by food, by eating, the bracha shulchan, the bracha shulchan, why do you say the shasa chak is mutzah? So the Gemara going to explain to them, and the Shabur quotes it, that this whole din that there are three exceptions to, and this itself is only in the Rabbanah. So that's why the Gemara says that the Shas HaChak, we revert back to the Din Derech.